This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State.
The set and the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On a hot and humid Wednesday night from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it is game two of a six-game series between visiting Biloxi Shuckers and the home team, the Montgomery Biscuits. Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella will be joined alongside Garrett Green momentarily. Well, both teams had the off day yesterday because the normal off day on Monday, July 4th, every team around the Southern League was playing a baseball game unless you got rained out like the Embraves and Pensacola did. And so that was the first game of the series, in which Shuckers fell by a score of 7-4 to the Biscuits, who the Shuckers had a lead at 1 point just past the halfway point, but a three-run fifth inning, 2 runs in the sixth, that ended up sinking the Shuckers. Both teams were even in the hit column at 10 apiece. Victor Castaneda got the start for the Shuckers, gave up 5 runs in 4 1/3 innings. J.D. Murray picked up the win. He's now 6-2, gave up just 2 runs across 5 innings, so a quality start for him. But the offense has continued their hot trend, and a few guys in the names of Jackson Reitz and Thomas Dillard. Dillard, who played well in that only other series that was played at Riverwalk Stadium, lasted his third home run right here at Riverwalk Stadium. Also a double and a walk, reached base 3 times. It was a solo home run in the fourth that ended up putting the Shuckers on the board to even the game at 1. And Noah Campbell, RBI double, one of his 2 times on base. And then Jackson Reitz, his 20th home run of the season to lead the Southern League. That was his only hit, but a leadoff blast in the sixth inning. Unfortunately, the Shuckers would fall by a score of 7-4. The Shuckers' 5-game losing streak tonight. And we'll get you the rest of the starter lineups next during the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium, the home of the Montgomery Biscuits. An interdivision opponent, Shuckers and Biscuits, meeting in Game 2 of this six-game series. Now for the starting lineups, the Shuckers aim to snap that five-game losing streak tonight. Currently are fourth place in the South Division standings in the second half. 36-38 overall, 2-5 in the second half. The good news is they get some support back. The center fielder and the Brewers' number two prospect, Sal Frelick, playing center field, has missed his last 12 games. He is back in the leadoff spot. Joey Weimer playing right field, bats second. The shortstop, Andrew Monasterio, bats third. Southern League leader with 20 home runs. Now the left fielder, Jackson Reitz, will bat cleanup. Switch hitting DH out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard, bats fifth. The switch hitting first baseman, Noah Campbell, out of the University of South Carolina, bats sixth. Second baseman, Gabe Holt of Texas Tech, also has missed his last 15 games, as he is slotted in the seventh spot. Catcher Jason Lopez bats eighth, and Jason Koch of the switching third baseman rounds out the starting nine as TJ Shook, the right-hander, also out of South Carolina, gets the ball today. 2-0, a 4.62 ERA. You're in double-A with the Shuckers this season. Opposite of him, the Montgomery Biscuits, three games below 500. Overall in the season, 33-36, but they're currently first place in the South Division standings, a half game ahead of the Mississippi Braves, 5-2 again record for the Biscuits in the second half. Left hitting first baseman Brett Wisely bats leadoff. The switch hitting shortstop and the number five prospect of the Tampa Bay Rays system, Greg Jones, bats second. Oslavis Basabe, the second baseman, bats third. Jordan Cazar, left fielder, who was just reassigned back to Double-A Montgomery, bats cleanup. Cameron Meisner, the center fielder, bats fifth. Right fielder Nico Holsizer, right behind him in the sixth spot. The catcher Blake Hunt will bat seventh. The third baseman Tyler Frank bats eighth. And Garrett Hyatt, the left-hitting DH, rounds out the starting nine as he bats ninth. Michael Mercado will head to the hill today. The right-hander is 2-3, 5.59. You're right, a San Diego, California native against here for tonight's contest. We'll get you our picks to click next during the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north. north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Welcome back to Montgomery, Alabama, Riverwalk Stadium. Thomas and Zrelick, Eric Green here on the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network. It's time now for our picks to click here in tonight's contest. Garrett, we'll start with you. Who is your pick to click?
Well, I know he had a hot game the other night, but he doubled and homered, and he's played pretty well here at Riverwalk Stadium. Give me Thomas Dillard as my pick to click tonight.
I like it. I'm going to go with the second baseman, Gabe Holtz. You mentioned for his list, missed his last 15 games, but his previous two games before he was out of the lineup, a pair of three-hit contests in Chattanooga. He's 6-for-9 with two doubles and three RBIs in his previous two games. So, no, it's been a while for Gabe, but he's been taking BP, being out there on the field in the cage. So, I'm going to go with Gable here tonight.
I like it as a pick to click, and Shuckers have a couple of options with some guys who are returning from injuries, and I think Holt certainly has a good chance. He talked to him at the back half of last week, and he said he was really itching to get back on the field, and when we finally get to see him back out there tonight.
How's he going to go? Gabe Holt or Sal Frelick? Who's going to be one of the two the guys that are back in the lineup?
That's
because
nuts.
Sal had a great month of June as well.
A very good month of June, certainly.
We'll see if either of those two guys' picks do click. The Shuckers right now have dropped their last five games after they started the second half of the season. A pair of wins against the Embraves, sitting three games behind Montgomery, who's currently 5-2 in the second half in first place. Obviously, the Embraves in Pensacola not playing on Monday night, so the Embraves are half a game back, while Pensacola is 2.5 games back. So those are the only two teams that did not play on Monday. Everybody else did. I mentioned how Birmingham was starting off the second half strong. They're currently a game back from Rocket City, currently in first place in the North Division as well. Rocket City won the first half. So something to watch out for here. The final four games after tonight. And the rest is up, starting to get their feet wet in the second half of the season. First pitch on the other side, a national anthem up next between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Game two on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Come celebrate July 4th weekend at MGM Park. Join us on July 3rd for the one and only Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza, presented by Merit Health Biloxi. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the holiday weekend fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Let's go! Batter up! Go!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it is game number 2 in a 6-game series between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. You made it through the middle of the week. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight sitting at 36-38 overall in the year. They are 2-5 in the second half of the Southern League campaign. As for the Montgomery Biscuits, they're 33-36 overall, but they are 5-2 in the second half. Here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers tonight. Leading off is the center fielder Sal Frelick. Joey Weimer follows him in right. And Andrew Monasterio is the shortstop. He'll hit third. Jackson Reed's out in left field. Thomas Dillard a night off from the field. He's the designated hitter. And Noah Campbell is over at first. The second baseman, Gabe Holt, bats seventh. In the eighth spot is the catcher, Jason Lopez. And rounding it all out, the third baseman, Jason Coca. They go opposite the right-hander, Michael Mercado, who this season is 2-3 with a 5.59 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager, Mike Guerrero. Shuckers are in their Biloxi Dodgers jerseys tonight. They are those blue jerseys that have Biloxi in gold script lettering across the chest, gold numbers on the back, and they have a gold and white solid stripe that's about 2 inches thick on either sleeve. They have on the gray pants tonight, and they wear the blue caps. As for the Montgomery Biscuits, they are in their military jerseys, their dark navy jerseys, with biscuits written in camo, red, white, and blue lettering across the chest. They have camo, red, white, and blue numbers on the back of those navy jerseys. They have on white pants, and they wear the navy caps tonight. So for the first time since June 21st, Sal Frelick back in the lineup. He leads it off for the Shuckers from the left side. And the first offer from Mercado, he's low and outside, and we're off and running at 6:30 in the capital of Alabama. Here's the set and the 1-0 to Frelick. And Sal watches another pitch miss outside. It is 2 balls and no strikes. Well, as we said, first game back for Frelick since June 21st. He's missed the better part of the last 2 weeks with a hamstring injury. As the 2-0 fastball belts high on the inner edge for a strike, and it's 2-1. Remember, Sal hit a leadoff triple in our series opener against Pensacola for our 12-game homestand, and that was the end of his series. As he gets underneath this one, flies it back of home, and that'll make the stands foul. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to the center fielder, Frelick. Good to see Sal back in the lineup. He's slowly been progressing back, and obviously the hamstring well enough today. 2-2, and that is laced into center field. Coming on is Meisner. It falls in front of him, and in his first at-bat back from injury, Sal Frelick singles to center. Also, welcome back, Sal, and no pressure. He had a 10-game hitting streak and a 19-game on-base streak coming back from injury. Well, he extends them in his first at-bat, and it brings up Joey Weimer with a man on first. So the right-hander Mercado having to operate out of the stretch now. The right-hander sets and the first offer. And Weimer takes a fastball, belts high outer half for a strike. It is 0-1. Mercado, the 6'6", 202-pound right-hander, 22 years old, he was the 40th overall pick in the 2017 draft by the Rays. As Weimer checks his swing on a slider outside, and the count goes to 1-1 to Weimer. Scouting report on the right-hander Mercado. He throws a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. The righty sets and is 1-1. And Weimer takes an inside breaking ball, and it's 2-0 to Joey. Mercado very lanky out there on the mound. No sleeves on tonight on a warm evening. Just a little bit of a bend of his back leg that's on the rubber. As he brings home the right field, backing up on it, Holsizer at the wall just before he crashes into it. He makes the grab for the out. So Joey gives it a ride the opposite way, but Holsizer, just before he graces the padding, hauls it in for the out.
All right, let's meet the defense today for Montgomery. Start on the outfield left to right. Jordan Cazares in left. Cameron Meiser in center. Nico Holsizer in right. On the infield, Tyler Franks at the hot corner at third. Greg Jones, Oslivas Basabi up the middle. Brett Wise is the first baseman. And doing the catching is Blake Hunt.
So man on first and one gone. And here's Andrew Monasterio. And a first pitch slider is on the inside corner for his strike. It is 0-1. Well, it is a warm day here in Montgomery, 93 degrees at first pitch. Feels like it is 101 outside. The set in the 0-1. And that comes in, and it's Monasterio on his back. In between the 3-3, Monasterio very quickly drops the bat and scampers down to first. No real ill effects. A curveball that certainly got away from the right-hander Mercado. Now a situation that he does not want to be in. Runners on first and second and only one gone. And the home run leader in the Southern League, Jackson Reitz, coming to bat. Especially with a guy who throws a fastball that sits in the mid-90s. He leaves it over the plate. That's a recipe for Reitz. Here's the first offer. And a breaking ball slips in for a strike. It is 0-1. Reitz now with 20 home runs in 59 games for the Shuckers. He has homered in four of his last six games, with a multi-home run game mixed in there, so five total home runs. Went back to second, the 0-1. And Reitz lifts this one right side, foul ground, long run for Wisely, but that's near the railing of the first base dugout that houses Biloxi. And it's just a foul ball to make it 0-2 to Reitz. And for a guy who's hit 20 home runs this year, Reitz hitting .288, that's the real impressive number. Normally when guys have that many homers, they kind of sell out for power. But Reitz has had a very good average this season for the Shuckers today. Catcher by trade, but he has played where the Shuckers need him this year. The 0-2, and that is low and in the dirt, and a good job to block it with his glove by Hunt as it dribbles out in front of him. No opportunity for the runners to advance. Frelick at second after his leadoff single. Monasterio is the runner at first after he was hit by a pitch. One gone and no score here on the top of the first inning, just underway between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Reitz a few low swings of his solid red bat as he waits. And now the 1-2 pitch. And Reitz hits this out towards left field, towards the gap, and that's going to fall in between the outfielders and roll all the way to the 395 sign. Frelick will score easily. Monasterio coming. Jones's throw to the plate is late. And Jackson Reitz with a 2-RBI double. And the Shuckers take a 2-0 lead here in the first. Well, it wasn't a home run, but it was a bullet out to the left field gap on a 1-2 pitch at that. And Reitz picks up his league-leading 54th and 55th RBI.
That's all I was just going to say. Doesn't need to leave the yard to make a difference. Able to split the gap in left center. And with that 395 sign, it's going to roll for a while with the velocity that Reitz is able to get on that baseball.
All right, between Cazar and Meisner. As now the first offer to Thomas Dillard is a fastball swung on and missed for a strike. It is 0-1. And remember, in our series here in early May against the Biscuits, Cazar made a couple of really good run-saving grabs out and left. He was brought back to Montgomery today as part of a slew of roster moves. As Dillard checks his swing on an 0-1, and he doesn't go around. The count is 1-1. Let's meet our umpiring crew. Behind the plate today is Justin Whitten. Steve Hodgins, our crew chief, is at third. and Bobby Tassoni is at first tonight. Reed's at second with one out and the 1-1. And Dillard takes a changeup that misses outside. Two balls and one skip hitter. Both teams making a couple of roster moves today. The lone one for the Shuckers, the right-hander, Taylor Floyd, was sent down to Wisconsin today. 2-1, and Dillard fouls this off in the count. Two balls and two strikes. As for the Biscuits, left-hander Franklin DaCosta, who threw three innings back on Monday night, along with Alexander Ovalles, both transferred back down to High-A Bowling Green. Meanwhile, Jordan Kassar and the right-hander Carlos Garcia brought back down to the Biscuits from Durham. The 2-2. And Dillard hits it in the air, but that's going to fly foul down the left field line and into the seats. And so the count stays at 2-2 to Thomas. Also, the left-hander Joe Losora transferred to the Biscuits from Bowling Green. And the infielder Jackson McGowan placed on the IL. So a lot of roster moves for Montgomery today. 2-0 Shuckers here in the first with one gone and Reitz at second. The right-hander Mercado. Another look back at the 2-2. And Dillard takes inside around his shins. So the count has run full to Thomas. As we said in the pregame, Dillard with a couple of hits back on Monday night in the Shuckers 7-4 loss. Doubled and homered. It was his sixth home run of the year. Solo shot to right field. The set and the 3-2. And that is outside for ball four. So Dillard takes the walk here, and this long inning extends on. The right-hander Mercado. And with that, not only will Hunt come out to have a mound visit, but Jim Paddock will come out and have a quick word with his starter. This inning has gone single by Frelick. Fly out to the right field wall by Weimer. He nearly hit one out the opposite way. Hit by pitch of Monasterio. Two RBI double by Reitz, and now a walk to Dillard. So an ideal start for the Shuckers, who are looking to snap a 13-game losing streak. Shuckers have not won in this ballpark since June 6th of last year. It's a game in which Tristan Lutz hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the seventh, and then also hit a two RBI double in the ninth. Shuckers would end up winning that game 7-3, but they have not won a contest here since. Runners on first and second, still just one going after the mound visit. And it's Noah Campbell in from the left side. And Noah swings through the first pitch for a strike. It is 0-1. Campbell this season hitting .285. This is his 47th game with the Shuckers. Already game 75 of the year for Biloxi. The 0-1. And Campbell takes a strike at the letters. The count is 0-2. Campbell with 14 doubles, a triple, two home runs, and 16 driven in. This is about to be the 25th pitch of the night for Mercado. And here it is. And that's taken low and outside. Two-seam fastball that tailed away from Campbell batting from the left side. And it's a ball and two strikes. A great start for the Shuckers offense to be out and front 2-0 here in the second. You know they'd like to cash in for a few more and build a little bit of a lead. The 1-2 is low and inside. Could take that time by Campbell. And the count draws even at two balls and two strikes. And already there is some left-handed action out of the bullpen for the Biscuits. Well, it is a tandem day today for Montgomery. You would expect that Mercado would offer a little more, as this is fisted foul the opposite way by Campbell. The count stays at 2-2. At some point, we are expecting the right-hander Caleb Sampin to pitch today, as he is the tandem partner with Mercado. Another 2-2. And this is again shot the opposite way, foul by Campbell. The count stays even. And the pitch count appearance that he made against the Shuckers this year was back on May 6th. And in a game where he was expected to maybe only throw three innings, he went five. Gave up three runs on three hits, but struck out seven. The set and the 2-2 will have to wait as Mercado spins and looks reach back to second. No one is holding him on right now. Second baseman Masabe is shaded a little bit further away. So Reitz and Dillard both with pretty sizable leads off of first and second. Another 2-2 that's pulled into right field, a base hit. Reimer is going to wave around Reitz. Here comes the throw from Holsizer and Reitz. It bleeds through, but a dive in head first. And Reitz is safe on an RBI single by Noah Campbell. And the Shuckers have a 3-0 lead here in the first.
Oh, you thought it was going to be a close play at home either way. And Reitz is able to slide around the tag from Hunt. And the Shuckers are off and running in this really promising first inning. And you know, now the question is, how much longer is Mercado going to last? Joe Lasorsa, the southpaw who was just transferred here today, is up and warming.
Well, right now, Morgan Ensberg, the manager for the Biscuits, on the top step, but not coming out, so they are going to leave Mercado in to face the lefty Gabe Holt. First pitch to Gabe, and he skies it, but that'll get fouled. Over on the left side for a strike, it is 0-1. Well, Gabe, his first game for the Shuckers since all the way back on June 17th, said that he injured his back while they were in Chattanooga. I didn't quite know what it was, but he is back and healthy. The set on the 0-1. And that is muscled out into right field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Dillard is going to get the wave as it's scooped up by Holsizer. The throw will come to second as Campbell goes to third. And Gabe Holt, in his first at-bat, back with the Shuckers, singles into center. And Biloxi has plated four here in the first. It is 4-0 Shuckers. And Jason Lopez will be the eighth man to bat for Biloxi here in this first inning. So an RBI single by Gabe Holt. It's his 12th run driven in of the year. Campbell goes first to third. And now it's Lopez with still only one out here in the first. The set on the first offer. And Lopez takes a fastball 95 right on the outside edge for a strike. So Mercado now at 32 pitches on the night. 20 of them have been for strikes. Shuckers have gotten four hits off of him, the 0-1. And that is outside with a slider. It is 1-1. The last time out for Mercado, he went three innings in Pensacola back on Thursday. Gave up two runs on four hits. He didn't walk anybody and struck out one. Biscuits lost that game 5-1, though Mercado did not get a decision. As a throw over to first, and back in standing up is Holt. 4-0 Biloxi here in the top of the first inning. Right-hander Mercado sets, and the 1-1. And Lopez bends back from a fastball in around the letters. They count two balls and a strike to Lopez. Lopez 0-for-4 in the contest back on Monday night, but remember he had a couple of deep flyouts to left and center field. In count leverage here, the 2-1 pitch. And that is hit the opposite way, but right at the first baseman Wisely. Scoops and goes to second for one. The relay throw to first is in time. 3-6-3 double play gets the Biscuits out of the top of the first inning, but Biloxi strikes for four runs on four hits, and they do strand a man. We move on to the home half of the first. It's the Shuckers 4, and the Biscuits coming to bat on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Of the first inning, the Shuckers carrying a 4-0 advantage over the Montgomery Biscuits as we go that way. Here is the starting lineup for Montgomery this evening. Leading off is the first baseman, Brett Wisely. Greg Jones follows him at short. And Oslavas Basabe is the second baseman. He'll hit third. Jordan Cusar back on the roster today for the Biscuits is their cleanup man. He's in left. Cameron Meisner in center. And Nico Holsizer out in right field. That's sixth. Blake Hunt is the catcher. Tyler Frank at third. And rounding it all out is the designated hitter, Garrett Hyatt. They go opposite the right-hander, T.J. Shook, 2-0 with a 4.62 ERA. And the Montgomery Biscuits are led by third-year manager Morgan Innsberg. So here's the 6'4", 217-pound right-hander T.J. Shook, and the first offer is a fastball inside the left-handed hitting Wisely for a ball. Shook making his ninth career double-A appearance in his eighth start. 1-0 when Wisely bounces it back foul. The count is now 1-1. Last time out for Shook, the right-hander threw four scoreless innings in relief against Mississippi back on Thursday night. But that was a game in which he was part of a tandem. The set and the 1-1. And Wisely hits this in the air, down the left field line, reads a long fair, and bounce into the left field corner. Wisely pulls up at second as Reitz recovers it, but that's barely tucked inside of the left field line the opposite way, and it's a leadoff double for the first baseman, Wisely.
It is a tough play for Reitz as well because you've got the fence down there, so don't be running full speed into that wall, and it's really not much between the white chalk and the wall as well. It's kind of like some of those major league ballparks you'll see where there ain't much in between.
The comparison I always make down the left field line here at Riverwalk Stadium is it's kind of like Wrigley Field. First offer to Greg Jones on a fastball darts in knee-high for a strike, 0-1. Because there is ample foul ground behind home plate and down the left field line towards the bullpen, but the stadium kind of moves at an angle in towards the foul line, then really angles in at the bullpen. As the next offer is a slider low and maybe a little outside, on the count 1-1 to the shortstop, Jones. And then, as you said, Thomas, there's probably only about 2 feet between the foul line and the wall that comprises about the last, 30 feet of foul ground down the left field line. The send of the 1-1 from Shook. That's hit off the end of the bat, straight back to the screen foul. And so the count of ball and two strikes to Greg Jones. Well, the scouting report on the right-hander Shook, he throws a fastball, a changeup, a cutter, and a curveball. Second start in his career against the Biscuits. Look back to second. And the 1-2. And Jones swings and misses at a cutter for a strikeout. So first K for T.J. Shook. One gone, and Oslavas Basabe will be the batter.
Well, let's meet the Shuckers defense tonight. Starting the outfield left to right, Jackson Reed, Sal Frelick, and Joey Weimer. On the infield, Jason Koch is at third. Andrew Monasterio, Gabe Holt up the middle. Noah Campbell's at first, and Jason Lopez behind home plate.
First pitch to Basabe, and a fastball dots the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. A rest of the dimension thing about it, it's 314 down the left field line. It's 395 to the cutout alley that they have that is out in the left. Shook the 0-1, and that's bounced up the middle. Waiting for it is Holt off the second hop. He's got time to plant his feet and throw it sidearm to first. Basabe is retired. Wisely does move to third on the play. But there's two outs here in the first, and Jordan Cusar the batter. The rest of the dimensions here, it's 400 to straightaway center field, 373 down to the right field power alley, and 333 down the right field line. There's a 12-foot-high wall from left field to that left field power alley that's 395, and then it drops down to 8 feet high as Cusar swings and misses at a fastball that rides in on him for strike one. 8 foot high wall the rest of the way around, though out in right field, there is a railing that goes from about 2 feet high to about 4 feet high that you have to hit the ball over for a home run. 0-1, and a fastball at 91 on the outer edge is in there. It is 0-2. Wisely at third, two gone here in the bottom of the first. Shuckers leading the Biscuits 4-0. Cusar waiting from the left side. And Shook the 0-2. And that is hit off the end of the bat. Fly ball towards foul ground. Koka waiting for it in foul territory. And he reaches up and makes the grab. So the leadoff double comes to nothing for the Biscuits in the bottom of the first. And as we head on to the second, it's Biloxi 4 and Montgomery nothing. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 a.m. and 100.9 FM.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hickory on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, it looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, it looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Start of the second inning here in Montgomery. Shuckers with a 4-0 lead. Shuckers sent 8 men to the plate in the first, so it is the 9-hole hitter Jason Koka to lead it all. Mighty Michael Mercado is out for his second inning, and he deals home a fastball high to Koka. It is 1-0. That's now 36 pitches on the night for the right-hander Mercado. The 1-0. And Koka waves through an inside cutter for a strike. And the count is 1-1. Shuckers scoring 4 runs on 4 hits, a hit by pitch, and a walk also mixed in. The kick and the 1-1. And Koka bunts this up the third baseline, but it goes foul after about 60 feet. Well, it looks like it might stay tucked just inside of the chalk, but it was on the dirt the entire way. As a result, there was nothing to slow down that little bit of side spin that Koka put on it. And the count is now 1-2 to Jason. Gabe Holt means that Cam Devaney is on the bench tonight, and Felix Valerio is as well. Valerio with a very frustrating 0-for-4 night last night, including in his last at-bat in the seventh inning, popped out with the bases loaded as Koka reaches and strikes out swinging on a fastball at the bottom of the zone. First strikeout for Mercado. One gone, and the lineup turns back over to Sal Freeland.
Don't let the grass choke, Alabama.
But as a result, with Cam Devaney not in the lineup today, his season-long 49-game in-game starting streak might come to an end. As the first offer to Frelick is inside for a ball, it is 1-0. Let me rephrase that. He has appeared in 49 consecutive games for the Shuckers, a couple of them off the bench. 1-0, and a check swing doesn't matter. Slider at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and the count is 1-1 to Frelick. Sal singled and scored a run his first time up. The set and the 1-1. And he takes inside with a fastball at 93. It is 2-1. Easy advancement on the hit by pitch of Monasterio and then scored easily on a double to the gap by Reitz. 2-1. And that's a slow bouncer up the first baseline, and it will turn foul. And so Frelick will have to head back towards home with the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Good to see Sal moving around. Also worth mentioning that Tristan Lutz, who is on the IL, did participate in batting practice today. So you would hope that he is close to returning as well. Garrett Mitchell still not with the Shuckers, so do not have an update on when he will be available to return for Biloxi. 4-0 Shuckers here in the second. The 2-2. And Frelick, a little bouncer. Left side, it's picked up in fair territory by Hunt, who spins and throws and retires Frelick. Well, the bouncer that was only hit a couple of feet away from home. And Hunt deciding to pick it up. He had a very clear lane to Wisely. There's two gone as Frelick bounces out 2-3. It's Joey Weimer from the right side. Mercado sets and the first pitch. And a breaking ball. Weimer bends back from a slider for a ball. It is 1-0. Last time up for Joey, he flied out to deep right straightaway field. Nico Holsizer made the catch on the track. 1-0, and Weimer sells out and swings over a slider. It is 1-1. The Holsizer making the catch and then kind of racing into the padding. Didn't run into it full speed. The 1-1. And Weimer hits this a mile in the air, but center field. Ranging back for it is Basabe. He'll be called off by Meisner, who in shallow straightaway center field makes the catch. And it's a 1-2-3 bounce-back inning for Michael Mercado in the top of the second. 1.5 in the books here at Riverwalk Stadium. The Shuckers have a 4-0 lead over the Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Second inning here in Montgomery. Shuckers leading the Biscuits 4-0. It'll be Cameron Meisner to lead things off. The right-hander T.J. Shook out for the second inning on the first pitch. And Meisner watches a fastball right at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, T.J. Shook did exactly what you need him to do in the bottom of the first inning. The kick and the 0-1. And that is a cutter that just misses the outer edge. It is 1-1. Shook came out and needed just 12 pitches to get through a scoreless bottom of the first. He did give up a leadoff double, but nothing after that. 1-1. And Meisner watches another fastball pound the zone for a strike. And the count is 1-2. And remember, Shook did that in another one of his outings this season back on June 18th at Chattanooga. To send the 1-2. And a breaking ball is off the plate. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Meisner. It was a game that the Shuckers scored 8 runs in the first inning. And Shook spent the better part of 25 minutes in Biloxi's dugout before coming to the mound. 2-2. And a cutter just off the plate. And the count has run full to Meisner. But he came out and he needed just about 14 pitches to get through that first inning. And didn't allow a run either. Meisner in a 3-2 count. The pitch. And he hits this the opposite way under the dive of Coca and out into left field. Reitz comes over and scoops it up, hits the cutoff man, but it's a leadoff single the opposite way by Meisner. That's just a good piece of hitting by the center fielder.
It really was. A pitch down and away, and Meisner kind of lunged at a little bit and just threw the barrel to the baseball. And with Coca playing a bit off the third base line, you know, squeaks right past him, even with his all in effort on the dive. You said just really good piece of hitting, but now remember they had a man on in the first inning as well. Wisely double. Can they get in to score?
Sizer and a breaking ball is on the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Meisner continues his hot hitting. Remember, he had 10 RBIs in the six-game series against Pensacola. Walked and hit a two-run homer in the game back on Monday night against Biloxi. Shook the 0-1. And Holsizer, one-handed finish as he swings through a cutter for a strike. It is 0-2. Well, for Holsizer, this is just his third game that he is playing against Biloxi this season. He is 2-for-8 against the Shuckers. But those two have both been home runs. The set in the 0-2. And that is upstairs of the fastball. Well, the count is 1-2. And unfortunately for T.J. Shook, both of those home runs came against him in a start that he made against Montgomery back on May 27th at MGM Park. The mighty sets in is 1-2. And a breaking ball misses the inner edge. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to Holsizer.
That was Nico's first game back, too, since coming off the injured list. And that just made it just even crazier was the fact that he literally just came off the injured list and banged 2 home runs in his first game.
Set down the 2-2. There goes the runner, and the pitch is swung on a miss. The throw down to second. The tag by Holt, not in time. So Meisner steals second, but Holsizer is out on strikes. Second strikeout of the day for Shook. There's one going in the inning for Blake Hunt.
Catcher 28, Blake Hunt.
So for Meisner, that's his 15th steal now in 19 attempts. And he's in scoring position for Hunt. Shuckers leading it 4-0 here in the bottom of the second. Shook deals. Now the first pitch is low with a fastball. It is 1-0. That only other start that Shook made against Montgomery, he lasted just 3 2/3 innings, gave up 6 runs on 7 hits, 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. That was a game the Shuckers would go on to win 9-7. Set in the play, but we'll make it to the berm over on the first base side. And there's a young fan who's right there. He's going to chase it down. Oh, no. It gets away from him down the hill, but there is nobody there. So he gets his foul ball for being out on the berm. Holds it up and shows it to his dad, who's out there with him. Set down the 1-1 to Hunt as Meisner takes a big lead off the second. Now goes back to the bag, and this is shot out towards the right field gap. Weimer is over to cut it off. They're going to wave the runner home. And in to score easily is Meisner on an RBI single by Blake Hunt. And the Biscuits have their first run. It's now 4-1 Shuckers here in the bottom of the second.
Oh, you just wonder after the really extended secondary lead by Meisner. It draws Holt a little bit closer. I still think that ball would get over his head and even just more in towards the hole. But just have to wonder, that's where, you know, Holt, because he's holding the runner on with the righty at the plate, a chance that he could have made a play on it.
So now Hunt on first and Tyler Frank from the left side. And he watches the first pitch fastball miss for ball one. Well, that's got to feel good for Blake Hunt. He was 0 for his last 19 with 5 strikeouts over his last 5 games before that RBI single. Double play candidate on first as the 1-0, and that's hit the opposite way. Through on the left side past an outstretched arm of Coca. It's a well-placed single by Tyler Frank. 3 hits in the inning for the Biscuits, and now all of a sudden, the tying run is coming to the plate in the form of Garrett Hyatt, the designated hitter. So for Shook in a difficult spot here. Remember the leadoff single for Meisner. He stole second, scored on the single by Hunt, and now a single the opposite way by Frank. First offer to Hyatt. And he takes a fastball a little inside. It is 1 ball and 0 strikes to the designated hitter. Throws a line in his first 21 games with Montgomery. He's hitting 197. Shook kicks home the 1-0. And that is hit in the air but playable out in right field. Weimer fighting the sun a little bit as he moves into the shadows and makes the grab. Runner starts to advance, but then Joey fires in and Hunt, who has been thrown out by Weimer before, thinks better of it. Runners stay put with 2 gone here in the lineup, flipping back over to Wisely.
He wasn't going to let history repeat itself, but as you said, a ball that Weimer had a fight with the Sun, and that's why I would have thought that maybe Sal would have came over, but both of them are going to make the play, and Weimer's got the better angle on the baseball.
And Weimer also with the better arm than Frelick, though Sal does have a very strong arm in the outfield. As the first offer is a fastball just off the outside, black to the lefty Wisely. It is 1-0. And I think that for the most part this season, if it's Weimer and another outfielder coming together, generally the other outfielder lets Weimer make the catch because they know he's got the stronger arm. 1-0 is weakly tapped but foul as it went into fair territory, and then the spin on the ball knocked it into foul territory. The count is 1-1 to Wisely. Yeah, the Sun sets kind of behind the left field corner here at Riverwalk Stadium, so the Sun is casting from left field out to right field. Frelick out in straightaway center, shaded a few steps to left, is in the shade. And so really it's just Weimer fighting the Sun right now. 1-1, Wisely to a knee as he swings and misses at a fastball. And it's 1-2. 4-1 in favor of the Shuckers here in the bottom of the second inning. The right hitter T.J. Shook trying to navigate around three singles that have put home a run here in the second. Hunt at second and Frank at first. Wisely, who doubled his last time up in a 1-2 count. Shook looks to second, and the 1-2. And a breaking ball is high. He threw him a curve at the top of the top or get a swing. So the count is now 2-2 to Wisely. The double was the 13th of the year for Wisely. The 2-2. And that is pulled foul nearly right into the Shuckers' dugout over on the far end. And it's right there for Matt Deal to slide a hand underneath the railing and collect. The dugouts here in Montgomery really are dugouts. You are having to put a little bit of effort to stand on the top railing. Generally, you're underneath the rail. Shook another 2-2. And Wisely off the end of the bat, a bouncer to hold. Gobbles it up, throws to first and Campbell with a little bit of a stretch, but he hauls it in easily enough, and Shook limits the damage in the bottom of the second. One run on three hits and two men left on base. There were no errors for Biloxi in the bottom of the second. We go on to the third. It's now the Shuckers 4 and the Biscuits 1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Spring.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing the need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Start of the third inning here at Riverwalk Stadium. Biloxi Shuckers leading the Montgomery Biscuits 4-1. Day is over for the right-hander Micah Mercado after two innings. 3-4-5 to up for the Shuckers here, and a new pitcher into the ballgame. It's the lefty Joe LaSorsa. I'm going to tell you all about him and take you through the next couple of innings. Here is Thomas Zinzarello.
Well, thank you, Garrett. Yes, Joe LaSorsa, a 24-year-old, just turned 24 on April 29th. Southpaw deals home a first pitch. A fastball and zips into Andrew Bonasterio for called strike one. The 0-1 is pop foul first base side 0-2. The source of draft in the 18th round by the Tampa Bay Rays in 2019 out of St. John's University in Queens. The 0-2 is off the plate. Try work a changeup 1-2. Was just recalled from high A Bowling Green. Quick worker on the mound, 1-2, and Monasterio pulls it. Fair ball down the third baseline. Ricochets in and out of the bullpen for Montgomery. And so Monasterio held to a long, hard-hit single. And leadoff man's aboard. Kick off the third inning.
I was right under the feet of Steve Hodgins. He was right on top of it. It's a fair ball, and that's a good job by the Biscuits bullpen to vacate the premises. And obviously, Jordan Cassar has played here because he had that hop come perfectly to him off the wall.
And the wall where the bullpen sits just in front of. It's a jutted out fastball. First man on. Here's Jackson Reitz as he fouls off a piece at home plate for strike one. Source's number is in high Bowling Green this year. 4-3 record with a 1.62 ERA in 21 appearances. Recorded 7 saves in 39 innings. Walked just 7. And struck out 53 as Reitz a big, hard curveball. It's waved down to miss 0-2. His whip was at .795. That's pretty good. Anything below 1 is excellent. So Monasterio's out first and out time called. Osorio split time between Charleston and Bowling Green last year. Low A and high A. And the 0-2, and Reitz fouls it back to the screen. Well, Reitz doubled in a run, and he would score in the first inning, part of the four-run first inning that Shuckers put up with a 4-1 lead right now. Nobody out of the top of the third. Monaster at first after his leadoff single. Sorsa from the stretch from the third base side of the rubber. Comes set. Looks to first, and now will throw over to Monasterio, who's back in standing. Well, the final line on the starter today for Montgomery. Michael Mercado goes just 2 innings, allows 4 runs on 4 hits. Walked 1, struck out 1. 29 strikes on 47 total pitches. Sorsa's 0-2 is inside. It hits Reitz. So a single and now a hit by pitch. What's two runners on and nobody on. And Reitz has been a magnet this season for hit by pitches. Number 15 for the second in the Southern League coming into today. That really puts him now tied for first again. So again, runners on first and second. Nobody on top of the third. First pitch to Thomas Dillard, who will bat around from the right side on the outer half. Source and native of Mount Kisco, New York. The 0-1. Curveball low and away. 1-1. Mount Kisco in Westchester County. Just to the northeast towards the Connecticut border of New York. Not far from the city. 1-1, and Dillard bounces it up the middle. Jones flips to Basabe for second for one, and they go to first and turn two. 6-4-3 double plays, something that LaSorsa really needed. And they get two.
Well, it's up there for Biloxi. Even though they have 4 runs on the board, they've now already hit into 2 double plays here in less than 3 innings worth of work.
2 outs, runner at third, 4-1 Shuckers in the top of the third. His first pitch fouled off down the right field line. Out of play for strike one to Noah Campbell.
By the way, Reitz is now indeed tied for the league lead in hit by pitch. Chase Strumpf has not been hit by a pitch team.
The 0-1, and Campbell takes a curveball at the bottom of the knees, called strike 0-2. Now, Reitz usually, when he gets them, they come in bunches. Get a couple in a series then, especially when Shuckers and Pensacola get together. The 0-2, Campbell dumps it right to the third base to Frank. Gobbles it up, throws across the diamond. Put away Campbell, and the Shucker is here in the top of the third. No runs, a hit. Bonasterio stranded at third base after 2.5. Biloxi 4, Montgomery 1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Home half of the third inning in Montgomery Riverwalk Stadium. Greg Jones will kick things off from the left side. The switch hitting shortstop. First pitch he sees comes down and in on his front knee. As he hobbles out of the left-hander's batter's box, looks up towards the sky. And will flip his bat towards the third base dugout. So the right-hander T.J. Shook plunks Jones. Leadoff man's aboard. A bomb the third inning. 4-1 Biloxi. Scored four runs in the first inning on four hits. Montgomery's lone run coming last inning. A Hunt RBI single. One of the three hits that the Biscuits had in the frame. So again, one pitch. A hit by pitch. To Greg Jones. Springs up. Number 27 prospect in the Tampa Bay Rays system. And the second baseman, Oslavis Basabe. Open stance on the right side. And first pitch is a cutter. Clips. Well, Shook so far. 38 pitches, 25 of them for strikes. The right-hander out of the University of South Carolina. They'll pivot over towards first in a bang-bang play. When Jones sneaks back into the bag. With Campbell manning first base tonight. Thomas Diller, the everyday man in the DH position. Campbell, a super utility player, play all around the field. Ryander Shook kicks the 0-1. Bouncer knocked down by his leg, kick towards home. Shook recovers and throws to first. And Basabe is put away as Jones advances to second. It appeared that T.J. Shook on the follow-through stretched out his right leg on the backside. As we say in hockey, a kick save and a beaut. They have stopped the ball from going up the middle. And now Nick Childs, the pitching coach, and Matt Deal, the trainer for the Shuckers, will come out to check on Shook and make sure he's okay.
That was a pretty hard hit ball right back up the middle, but it did look like Shook got in the way on purpose to try and prevent it from dribbling up the middle. And honestly, it looked like the right call as well, because with how hard that was hit, if it gets by Shook, I don't know if Monasterio or Holt ends up with a play on it. It might end up going straight up the middle for a base hit.
Yeah, that's my initial thought, too. I think that ball is going to get through the entire way. And with Jones's speed then, he might have been able to get to third on that. Instead, he's held at second. You get the out at first in Basabe. So one out, runner on second, 4-1 Shuckers, bottom of the third inning here in Riverwalk Stadium. And a power hitting outfielder Jordan Kazar from the left side. Takes a breaking ball down and in at the shoe tops for a ball. Not as large of a crowd as it was on Monday night. They packed him in here, 6,100 in Montgomery. Monaster holding the runner on as a 1-0. Tried the cutter on the outside corner, missed, 2-0. Kazar, they popped out to Jason Koch at third to end the first inning. The 2-0. A wave and a miss on a hard biting changeup. That started to tail away from Kazar. Sun beginning to set as well here in Montgomery. And the 2-1 outside. Trying to locate that cutter and then the fastball in the outside corner in this at bat. As it found it, it's 3-1. Well, Kazar facing a 50-50 split between AAA Durham and here AA in Montgomery. 3-1. He thought about it and takes the fastball inside at 90 miles an hour. He walks, plays runners on first and second, and one out here in third. Brings up the center fielder, Cameron Meisner. Former Miami Marlins farmhand. Again, Greg Jones at second, and now Kazar leads off at first. Campbell playing behind him. Infield back pretty much all the way around. Monastero shortstop really playing close up the middle. There's a hard slider down and in. It finishes almost behind the left-handed batter in Meisner. Cameron singled, stole second, and scored last inning. Part of the only scoring play so far for Montgomery. And 1-0, a good fastball at the knees. Called strike count evens 1-1. Shook known for too many batters. As the right-hander peeks back twice to second, 1-1. Is inside with the fastball. And falls behind Meisner. The Shuckers have played with leads before here at Riverwalk Stadium. Based the entire six-game series, it felt like it was Groundhog Day. Two-one home is fouled off third base side, off the sweet level and back down towards the lower bowl. But it just felt like every day in that six-game series back at the beginning of May that Biloxi had a chance to win basically every game. Granted, you're not going to win them all, but a few here and there cough-ups, but not all six. It's a 2-2. Changeup misses down on the way. 3-2.
We look back at it, really the day game that they had for game number two in that series.
That was the education day.
Yeah, that was about the only one that you felt like they didn't really have a chance in. But even then, I think they did have a lead in that contest at one point.
Yeah. Shucks 3-2, and a check swing. They'll peel down, and nope, Stephen Hodgins, the third base umpire, says that Meisner held up. So back-to-back walks issued by T.J. Shook will load the bases. The slugger, Nico Holsizer. That's what just makes his Montgomery lineup so dangerous, the fact that they can put together at-bats the way that Kazar and Meisner has. And that's why when the Rays traded for Meisner, who was known for his hit tool, has some power, above average runner, his above average arm in the outfield as well, just felt like he was a prototypical Tampa Bay Ray. And he was traded from the Marlins to the Rays in Missouri. They're high in minor league baseball throughout his career.
And now with the way that he had that series against Pensacola, you feel like he might be due for a big second half after really struggling in the first half of the season.
He's got the 11 home runs, which is right around where he was last year, between two levels in the Marlins system and Beloit in high A and in Pensacola. Just the one knock on him this year has been the strikeouts. Too many of those. You know, coming in today, striking out about 43% of the time. Not where you want to be.
That was way too high.
Lower that even down 10%. It's a big difference. Well, bases are loaded. One out. Bob the third, 4-1. Biloxi on top, and the right fielder, Nico Holsizer, checks the swing, lays off an inside changeup for ball one. Holsizer struck out swinging last inning. Looking to put a ball in play here with his club down by a field goal. Shook the right-hander's 1-0, and Holsizer elevates it high in the air down the left field line towards the foul pole. It's fair, and it is gone. His sixth home run of the season, and Holsizer has given the Biscuits a 5-4 lead.
Well, Holsizer's first home run that he hit at AA came in June of last year, and it was a grand slam off of Biloxi. He did it again back at MGM Park last season, and now he's gotten him for the third one of his career against Biloxi.
First pitch, a fastball at the knees, 94 called strike to the catcher, Hunt, for strike one, and a walk or two walks and a hit by pitch. That's how the three runs scored. And the 0-1 down low, Evans. So one out, base is empty, 5-4 Biscuits. They've scored five unanswered runs now. And a fastball low and away to Hunt, who drove in the other run tonight, an RBI single last inning. Shook from the windup, the right-hander is 2-1 offering. And a check swing. They'll peel to the first, but Bobby DeSona, the first base umpire, says that Hunt did indeed hold up, and the count evens 2-2. So half the home runs for Holsizer this season coming against Biloxi. And the 2-2 is rifled down the first baseline, but a little slice foul onto the grass berm towards a 333 sign. Count full at three balls and two strikes. Here's Shook's pitch. Is inside ball four. Third walk of the inning for T.J. Shook. And his third walk of the outing as well, which has tied his season high with Biloxi. Mentioned the walk numbers had been low for him. He struggled with that in his first two starts, one of them coming against Montgomery at home. Walked three in his first two double-A starts. But after that, hasn't had more than two. He's gone further in the games then. A runner on first, one out. And a change up off the plate for a ball. To the left, hitting third baseman Tyler Frank. Frank climbs in. One for one today, single last inning. And the 1-0 Frank lines to straightaway center field. Frelick froze, and now to his right, a pair of steps makes the catch. Frozen rope off the bat of Tyler Frank. They finally able to get that elusive second out after four in a row had reached. Sizer and the four runs in this third inning that have given the Biscuits a 5-4 lead in Montgomery. Game two of this six-game series, which the Shuckers lost all six back in May. First pitch, a fastball, 92, called strike of the knees. Garrett Hyatt, the DH in the 9-0 hitter tonight. And the Biscuits starting nine. Hunt trudges off of first with two outs. Check for the letters in the stretch. 0-1 inside, and it hits him. right on the front knee area where Jones got clipped earlier. Overcooked a cutter. The second hit batter in this inning. So again, everybody has to reach either via a walk or hit by pitch in this frame outside of the Holsizer Grand Slam. That is three walks and two hit by pitches. So Shook hoping that none of those will come back and hurt him even more. As the top of the order of the ninth man to bat in this frame, Brett Wisely steps in the left-hander's batter's box. Red bat above his left shoulder. And he takes a first pitch changeup outside for a ball. Two outs in the third inning. Shook's been out there for about 15 minutes or so. Hoping to get back in. 1-0, and Wisely whiffs on a fastball in the outside corner. The count evens. Now the third time for the order that Shook is working through as the right-hander starts to warm in Biloxi's bullpen. 1-1, and Wisely fans on the fastball again. Falls behind 1-2. Wisely kicked off the first inning with a double down the left field line. Trying to avoid ending the third here with four runs in. 1-2 from Shook. And Wisely takes away another fastball. And why not? He's gone two past him so far. He's looking for the put-away pitch. Two and on, two gone. And Shook's 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Breaking ball down and in. Looked like the slider that gets Wisely for strike three. Three punch outs for TJ Shook through three innings, but a four-run third inning. And thanks to a grand slam from Nico Holsizer, his sixth home run of the season. 5-4 Biscuits after three on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get.
We enter the top of the fourth inning. Montgomery with their first lead of the night. 5-4 after Nico Holsizer grand slam. Right-hander Caleb Sampin enters in for Joe Lasorsa.
Yeah, this is Sampin's 13th appearance of the season. It is his sixth out of the bullpen. 1-3 this year with a 4.78 earned run average. In 37 and two-thirds innings, he's given up 20 runs, all earned on 47 hits. Six of those have been home runs, but he has walked just eight and struck out 24, though opponents are hitting 309 against the right-hander Caleb Sampin.
So the Brownsburg Indiana native will work against the bottom three in the order. First pitch, the second baseman, Gayhold, is punched up in the air. Third base side, Frank towards the stands, feels for the wall, but it's right on a seat four rows back. Holt hasn't hit since the first inning. That was the one big inning. Shucker sent eight men to the plate. Scored four runs on four hits. Now the Biscuits with five unanswered. Sampin 0-1 as Holt shows bunt and takes it for a ball. So Sorensen's double-A debut gives up a hit, and that's it. A scoreless inning that he threw out there. 1-1, and Holt rifles it foul third base side. Over the sweet level, 1-2. Sampin originally drafted by the Dodgers in the 20th round of 2018 drafted out of Wright State University out of Dayton, Ohio. 1-2 as Holt punches it right to the shortstop, Jones. Corrals, throws across the diamond, and it puts away Holt by a step for the first out. Well, of course, Wright State, the same school that one of the Brewers' top prospects right now, who's in Hiawatha, Wisconsin, Tyler Black, went to school there, was teammates with J.D. Orr, who is the everyday outfielder for Pensacola right now. A lot of Wright State players circulating by. Sampin just another prime example. First pitch, Jason Lopez. A slider up and away for ball one. A one out, base is empty. Top of the fourth, Biloxi trailing around 5-4 in Montgomery. Ryder Sampin's 1-0, and Lopez, a high chopper. Frank charges in, fields on the grass, sets his feet, and fires a bullet to first. Second time Lopez has bounced down on the infield today. 0-2 night for him. And quick two outs in the fourth. So now Jason Koka attempting to prolong this fourth inning for Sampin. Now second pitch out of the bullpen today for Montgomery. Two outs, and Koka takes inside fastball for ball. Koka struck out swinging his first time in the second. That was against Mercado. And a 1-0 down and in, 2-0. Sampin deep breath, wheels and deals, 2-0. And Koka fouls it off at the plate for strike one. Koka didn't play on Monday, so now playing in his 40th contest, hitting .224, the home run and 14 driven in. The 2-1, and Koka takes up and in as he elevates his arms over his black batting helmet, showcasing just how far inside it was. Hitters count for him, 3-1, and Koka takes low and away, ball four. He walked him. Second walk issued by Biscuits pitching tonight. Elise extends his half inning to the top of the order. Well, Biscuits were looking for their second 1-2-3 frame. So the Brewers number two prospect, center fielder, takes a first pitch down and in with a hard slider that he thought about, but lays off for a ball. Look at his first at-bat back. A single then scored in the first inning. Well, then ground out in the second. With Koka at first, the 1-0 is up and away. 2-0. Frelick, who had missed the last 12 games with a left hamstring injury, injured back at MGM Park in Biloxi. Pensacola series. Going to see him back out and healthy once again. With two outs, the 2-0 is on the outer half. The fastball called strike. Shuckers really needed him and some of the other bodies on the injured list right now, like Tristan Lutz and Gary Mitchell. A spin over to first, and Koka back in headlong.
You just think about the fact that what the combination of Mitchell, Frelick, and Weimer played five games together this year at Double A.
There's not been many. There goes Koka, 2-1. Freelink, a bouncer up the first baseline foul as Wisely hit the deck. And it tripped over after he bounced off the bag. On the count, 2-2. And remember that Sal was called up right before the trip, beginning of May. So some of his first games out here in AA were at Riverwalk Stadium. That was the anticipated lineup, like you said, with Mitchell Weimer in the outfield.
Well, that was it.
It was those five games, that was it, in Montgomery, though? Because, right, Sal only played five games in that series. 2-2 is off the plate, 4-3-2. I believe he had Freelick in left field for most of those games. Weimer on the right, and then Mitchell was in center, and then not many balls touch the outfield grass with those three men on patrol. 3-2, Koka running as Freelick tugs it foul high down the right field side. Right towards the light pole that sits right behind the tarp. Off the first base side by the grass berm.
Now that was, we came back to MGM Park for the series against Birmingham, and Freelick sat for the first three games.
3-2. As Frilick, a high bouncer over the head of Wisely and into right field. Koka around second. He's into third. A walk and now a two-out single by Sal Frilick keeps the line moving in the top of the fourth. Runners on the corners and two gone.
But yeah, it was Frilick on the bench for the first three games. Then he came back and it was Frilick, Mitchell, Weimer were the first three batters. But that was the game in which Garrett Mitchell got injured and he came out in the fourth inning. And we have not seen Mitchell since he's been on the IL ever since May 14th.
So now Joey Weimer swings through a first pitch. Breaking ball for strike one. He was looking to put that one over the left field fence. Hoping he can get back to those days with those three talented players in the outfield as well. Runners on the corners, two outs, the 0-1, and Weimer hits one high in the air opposite way, tailing towards the corner. Holsizer is at the fence, on the run, makes the catch in fair territory on a beeline right for the 333 sign. So the second time tonight that Weimer has flied out to the warning track in right field. No runs, a hit, two men left on the corners here in the top of the fourth inning. After 3.5, Shucker is trailing 5-4. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim, we're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Last of the fourth inning in Montgomery, Greg Jones, who kicked off the third inning. Now we'll start the fourth inning as well. Biscuits sent nine men to the plate, played at four runs, and with their first lead down at 5-4. Thomason's Relic, Gary Green, thanks for joining us on this Wednesday evening. The beginning of July after the holiday weekend as Jones takes a first pitch fastball down and away. The right-hander T.J. Shook for ball one. It's all but a blur these last few days. Feels like it. And Shook's 1-0. Jones checks swing. It's in there for a strike either way on the outside corner. 1-1. With all the potential rain that was all over Biloxi last week. And a fastball up and away. And obviously the big game on Sunday night. Biloxi and Embry is closing out that series and then shipping it out here to Montgomery. A fastball whipped up in the zone, 2-2. Nice to have the off day yesterday. A lot of players happy as well. 2-2. Is down on the dirt. Goes to the backstop as it sneaks past Lopez. Trying to throw him a down and in slider. Jones was hit by a pitch and scored last inning. Struck out swinging in the first. 2-3-4 in the order due up in this inning. 3-2. And Jones, broken bat flare into left center field. Monastero goes out. Reitz dives and can't come up with it. Throw in a second base. Jones slides in safely. And a broken bat double for Greg Jones. And here they come again.
That's just tough right there for Shook. You work into a full count. Not a very well hit ball. Monasterio and Reitz did everything that they could to get there. And Reitz, even with a diving effort, I think the only thing that maybe prevented him from catching it was Monasterio right in the area. And now you have a leadoff double.
Jones at second base, being held on by Gabe Holt, the second baseman. Los Limas Basabe, the right-hander batter. First pitch, slider down and away for ball. Basabe, a pair of ground outs tonight, searching for his first base hit. Driving a big insurance run, his team leading by a hair right now, 5-4 in the fourth inning. Jones dancing off a second, and Basabe lines it to center field. Frelick comes and makes a running catch and forces Jones back to the second base bag. Well struck ball by Basabe, but again, right at the outfielder, Sal Frelick, one away.
Well, just proof of how much of a fickle game that baseball can be. Incredibly well struck ball for an out. A little flare gets you a double.
Yeah, two of the polar opposites right there. Jordan Kizar, left side. First pitch is a fastball in the outside corner. Shook's 0-1 to Kizar. He swings through a changeup. Counts 0-2. Leadoff double by Greg Jones as he leads off a second. Still just one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Shook's pitch count running just below 80 pitches right now. The 0-2 from the right-hander is fouled back to the screen. There was some action last inning in Biloxi's bullpen down the right field line. Nothing amuck so far down there. And the 0-2 is Kizar. Strikes well the opposite way to left field. Reitz towards the left field line makes the catch. Throw back into third base as Jones thought about tacking up. But Reitz, comfortable in left field, makes the catch and sends Jones back to the bag.
Well, again, that's one where you say, well, it's a catcher playing out in left field. Let's maybe go ahead and test the luck. But if he had gone, that's an out because Coca caught it a stride off of third, level with the bag.
But a catcher's arm, not bad either to have in left field. Runner at second, Cameron Meisner is the first pitch. Looked like a pitch out for ball one. Myers has been at second, walked and scored. And the third inning, also a stolen base mixed in there. He came home on the Nico Hulsizer grand slam. And the third inning, his third grand slam against the Shuckers. And the 1-0, fastball 92. Bottom of the zone, painted for a strike. 1-1. Does some mound work on the hill right before where his foot plants and lands. Looks back to second, now to home. Lifts the front left leg and a changeup outside. Now Meisner lays off 2-1. Now Meisner out of Missouri. First round pick by the Marlins. A lot of Missouri Tigers going in the first round lately. T.J. Sikkema, southpaw, a pitcher. 2-1 is at the knees. Called strike, 92-mile fastball in the count evens. Had Ian Bedell go in the fourth round of the short COVID draft in 2020. A lot of pitchers, but some position players as well. And Trey Harris with the Embraves, or Mizzou Tiger. And a 2-2, swing and a miss. First strike, three, up and away. Got him on a fastball. And the fourth strikeout for T.J. Shook through four innings as they strand Jones after leadoff double here in the frame. Shuckers still trying 5-4 after four on the Bloxy Shuckers rated network for Radio. 10 seconds for station edification.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up. Until message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Top of the fifth inning, Andrew Monasterio strides in the right side. First pitch from the righter, Caleb Sampin. It's a called strike at the bell with a fastball. 5-4 Biscuits. And with that, we send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few innings.
All right, thanks so much, Thomas. Here's the 0-1 from Sampin, and Monasterio lifts it foul back of home, and the count is quickly 0-2 for the Shuckers shortstop. Monasterio 1-for-1 today. He singled his last time up in the third. He was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the first. The 0-2. And he takes a good-looking slider low and outside. It's 1-2. That run scored by Monasterio was one of four runs scored in the first by Biloxi. The kick in the 1-2. And that is stroked pretty well to center field. Long run in now for Meisner as he got a late break, and it's going to fall in front of him. It's another multi-hit game for Monasterio, who lifts the hands up over his head. And the tying run is on with Jackson Reeves coming to the plate.
Well, just similar to Greg Jones. This time, just a ball off the edge of the bat compared to Jones was a broken bat flare. And so this one able to dunk down and find the open grass out there.
Now, Meisner started in casually with a couple of steps because it was a full swing fly ball. Now the first offer to Reitz on the way. There goes Monasterio. The throw, cold strike on the inside edge. The throw to second, not in time as it floats in. And Monasterio is in safely with the steal. So strike one to Reitz, but now he's got a man in scoring position. You'd imagine the Shuckers would like to run on Hunt. He has thrown out a good number of runners this year. 18 of 56 now, just a little under 33% of attempted base stealers thrown out. The set at 0-1, and Reitz waves through a slider. It is 0-2. Shuckers going those four runs in the first. Montgomery got one in the second on an RBI double by Hunt, but then they scored four runs on the bottom of the third on a grand slam by Nico Holsizer. That's where the score sits right now at 5-4. The set in the 0-2 to Reitz, and that's taken low and outside. The count is now 1-2. Jackson doubled in two runs as part of that first, and he was hit by a pitch in the third. Canceled out, though, on a 6-4-3 double play, one of two double plays the Shuckers have hit into tonight. Right-hander Sampin gets ready. It is 1-2, and that's taken outside, and it skips away from Hunt and goes to the backstop. That'll allow Monasterio to move down to third. That might go down as a pass ball on Hunt. Looks like he had a glove on it. It was off the plate, but nonetheless, certainly a pitch that you thought should have been catchable. And regardless of the call, it is ball two. And instead, it is going to be a wild pitch on Sampson. Infield draws in with a man at third. And the 1-2, or the 2-2 is full to Jackson Reitz. Outfield still playing very deep for Reitz. The infield all drawn in towards the cut of the grass, except for Frank, who holds the runner Monasterio at third. The set in the 3-2, and that's a bouncer, and Jones gloves it backhanded, looks the runner back and throws to first. Sharply hit ball by Reitz. But Jones had to just take one step to his right and make a backhand pick, and that's the first down of the inning.
And really great play, too, because you said the infield down the grass is going to get on you pretty quick, but Jones able to snag it on the one hopper. Look the runner back in, a strong throw to first to get him.
Tying run is at third with one gone and the first offer to Thomas Diller, and he hits it high into the twilight night sky. Probably not going to be deep enough, we'll see. Kazar makes the grab, Monasterio takes two steps towards home and stops. Two gone in the inning. And now it'll come to Noah Campbell, and that is tough for Biloxi. Man on third and nobody out. And they're not able to get him home initially, so now Campbell will have to do something to put a ball in play and hopefully drive in Campbell, or drive in Monasterio. Campbell does have an RBI single already tonight. The set on the first offer. And Noah skips it foul on the first base side. It's 0-1. And because of that single that Campbell pulled through on the right side, Basabe, before the first pitch, squeezed closer to the first baseman Wisely. Wisely is only about five paces inside of the first base line, and he is well back of the bag, only about three steps in from the outfield grass. Monasterio was short lead off a third as the 0-1. Is low and inside, and the count is one ball and one strike. Jones, the shortstop, is playing pretty much straight up the middle. I've seen it just a couple of steps to the left there. And there is a considerable amount of space up the center of the field now towards the right of second, and especially to the right field gap for Campbell. The knees for a strike. An off-speed pitch right in there, and the count is 1-2 now. Monasterio at third. Shuckers trailing it. 5-4. Two gone. And the 1-2. And Campbell takes low. The count is 2-2. And now with two strikes on Campbell and no opportunity for him to bunt, in theory, the third baseman Frank is playing essentially where you would see a shortstop. This does vacate the premise for Campbell to maybe just slap one the opposite way inside of third. The set on the 2-2. And instead, it's pulled over towards first. Wisely on the short hop has it and takes three steps to first and retires the Shuckers in the top of the fifth. So a leadoff single. Monasterio steals second and moves to third on a wild pitch, but he is left stranded. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left on. Halfway home at Riverwalk Stadium, the Shuckers trailing at 5-4 on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience of priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
bottom of the fifth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 5-4. Right-hander T.J. Shook is out for the fifth inning. And Nico Holsizer, the winefielder, leads it off for Montgomery. Here's the seven, the first offer. And Holsizer takes a fastball above the letters at 93. It is 1-0. Well, Holsizer's one swing is the difference in this game. A grand slam back in the third inning. The 1-0. That's a high chopper up the middle and out into center field. So Holsizer with his second hit of the night. It's a leadoff single. With one out, it brings up the catcher, Blake Hart. That snaps a trend for Holsizer. He was 3-for-10 against the Shuckers, but all three of his hits, including the grand slam tonight, have been home runs. So now just a single. On first and... now Hunt in from the right side. Shook deals, and Hunt can't hold up on an inside fastball. He swings through for a strike. Right-hander JT Henson is warming out in Biloxi's bullpen. Shook approaching 90 pitches on the night. Another half-step lead off of first from Holsizer. Campbell holding him on. And the 0-1 fastball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it is 0-2. Hunt has reached each of his first two times up, had an RBI single the opposite way back in the second, and walked in the third. He's left stranded. The 0-2. And a breaking ball around the knees, a check swing by Hunt, and he does not go around. So the count of ball and two strikes now to the catcher. Steps right now for Biloxi. This might be the last batter for Shook. 1-2, Hunt fouls it back. The count will stay at a ball and two strikes. Of course, Jeff Passan for ESPN had a long article today about the death of the starting pitcher. Major League Baseball, he focused on Alex Manoa in there. Pointed out that right now there are only two pitchers in Major League Baseball that are averaging over 100 pitches a game. Manoa is one of them, Sandy Alcantara is one of them, and Corbin Burns is the other. Runner goes on the 3-2 with swung on a miss. The throw to second. He's not in time as Holsizer nearly overslid the bag, but he holds on with his back foot. Gabe Holtz is going to have a word with Steve Hodgins. So I think he believes that Holsizer overslid the bag. And Holtz and... we have another word. Mike Guerrero quickly out of the dugout to make sure his second baseman didn't get into any trouble. Now he'll head back in. So it's a strikeout of Hunt. Fifth of the evening for Shook and a steal for Holsizer. One gone and Tyler Frank will bat from the left side. Shook readies and the offer. And it swung on a miss for a strike. It's 0-1. But really, there was an interesting note in there about how this year the average minor league start lasts it's 4.23 innings is how they have it. I just count that as 4 1/3 innings. The 0-1. Changeup misses the outside corner, 1-1. I think that's fair to round to that.
I think so, yeah.
There are just 6 of 120 teams in minor league baseball that use their starters for more than 5 innings per start. Look back to second by Shook and the 1-1. And a whiff and a miss. It is 1-2 now to Frank. And on the other side of things, in Dodgers single-A affiliate, they leave their starters in for an average of 2.9 innings. So not very much of a chance there. 1-2, the count to Frank with one gone and a man on second, and Shook deals home. This is fouled the opposite way. The count is 1-2. The exact line that Passan had to end that sentence or that paragraph was, a minor league pitcher reaching 100 pitches is blue lobster rare. Well, TJ Shook is now at 95 pitches on the night. The set in the 1-2. And that's on the inside edge, a called third strike. He punches out Frank. His 6th strikeout of the night. There are 2 gone here in the 5th. And with Garrett Hyatt coming to bat, Mike Guerrero, who's going to come out and, oh, we're not going to have a blue lobster tonight, Thomas. TJ Shook, 4 2/3 innings tonight, throws 96 pitches, and he will not face the 9-hole hitter for a 3rd time tonight. Pitching change for the Shuckers. We'll tell you about the new hurler on the other side. Biloxi trailing at 5-4 in the bottom of the 5th on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally and if you live out of the area. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Heading to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Pitching change for the Shuckers here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Day is over for the right-hander TJ Shook, and he will give way to the right-hander JT Henson with a man on second and 2 gone in the bottom of the 5th.
Hi, Henson, 4-3 record this season. ERA just over 6 and 6.06 is 23rd appearance. 32 2/3 innings thrown this season. Walk 17, struck out 28.
So here is Garrett Hyatt from the left side, and the first pitch is upstairs for a ball. It is 1-0. So Shook done after 4 2/3 innings tonight. As the set and the 1-0. And Haya takes high and away. It is 2 balls and no strikes. 96 pitches, 57 of them strikes. He is responsible for Holsizer on second, who singled to lead off this inning and stole second. Right-hander Henson looks back, and the 2-0. And that is high, 3 balls and no strikes. All right, I'll ask you, Thomas, you're from the Northeast. Best places to catch lobster in the Northeast. Are you familiar with any of the towns up there that would be prime lobster-catching territory?
I mean, I'm not too familiar. I told you I've been up there before.
3-0, top of the zone outer edge for a strike. It is 3-1.
I mean, we just go off in the ocean. My buddy had a few traps and catch about 25, 30 lobsters or so, sell some of them and steam the rest. It was his business.
3-1 is fouled back. It's 3-2. Seems like it is more up towards Maine.
Yeah.
Now you're going to go catch lobster.
I think so, yeah. I mean, we were just off in Massachusetts, but Maine for sure. You get some lobster. I know we worked at a lobster restaurant as well where we served it, and I'm sure a lot of people through the years had to crack a lobster and eat it.
3-2 pitch is high. It's ball four. So high, it works the walk. And so runners on first and second as the lineup turns over. Shuckers trailing by just a run here in the bottom of the fifth at 5-4. Henson trying to limit that. I'll have to talk to JT, see if up in Greenwich, where he's from in Connecticut, if it's a good spot for a lobster.
Well, they're on the Long Island Sound, so not quite sure that's where you want to be catching your lobster.
Like I said, I will defer to you on the northeastern geography. First off, Wisely is at the top of the zone, a breaking ball for a strike. It is 0-1. They're talking about that because in an article that Jeff Passan for ESPN wrote today, he said a minor leaguer throwing 100 pitches was as rare as a blue lobster. 0-1. And that's hit out towards right field. Weimer breaking in. It's going to bounce in front of him. They're going to wave Holsizer around. The throw is cut off, and the run comes in and scores. I think Weimer exchanged the ball so quickly that he didn't have a good grip on it when he made the throw. And so Campbell cut it off. It's an RBI single by Brett Wisely. Holsizer scores. Hyatt moves to third. And it's now 6-4 in favor of the Biscuits.
I think so as well. Campbell had to cut that baseball off. It wasn't going to get towards home on a one bounce and in time. So Campbell holds or cuts it off to cut off Wisely going to second base.
So now middle on the edge is still two gone, but Greg Jones the batter for Montgomery. So the Biscuits have scored 6 unanswered of theirs in the first. The right-hander Henson deals home, and that is high and inside. Lopez was looking for something low and away, so had to reach up and across. It is ball one to Jones. And with that, Monasterio is going to call time and come and have a quick word with both Lopez and Henson. And now Jason Koka will come in as well. So I'm assuming this is something about the possibility of Wisely trying to steal second base and then opening a lane for Hyatt to potentially come in and score. And how the Shuckers want to handle that. Anyway, rounding out on the blue lobster, I did see where someone did catch one the other day.
Okay.
Up in the Northeast, and I think that the odds of that were about 1 in 2 million for you to find a real blue lobster.
Pretty rare.
The send of the 1-0. And that's on the top of the zone, outer half for a strike. It is 1-1. Well, Shuckers and Biscuits here, so
no lobsters.
Seafood abounds. 1-1, that comes in, and that gets Jones on his leading arm. Henson threw a breaking ball. That comes in, and Jones flips the bat towards the third base dugout. You can understand why. That's the second time that he's been hit tonight. He was hit on the leg earlier, and now he's hit up near his shoulder. And it's the third batter that Biloxi has hit tonight. And so now the bases are loaded, still two outs, but Oslavis Basabe, the second baseman, coming to hit. Last time up, Basabe hit one right on the screws, but right at Sal Freeland. Two outs in the inning. Henson trying to get out of it. The pitch. And that is on the outside edge for a strike to the right-hander. It is 0-1. Shuckers still out hitting the Biscuits. 7-6 in this game. No, check that. 7-8 in favor of Montgomery. The set in the 0-1. And a sway with a bounce in the box after he swung at that. Can't tell if that's because he reached for a pitcher because he thought it was the right one to hit. And he tried to pull it instead of going the other way, where there is a lot of space between Holt and Campbell at first and second. Two gone and an 0-2 count with the bases loaded. The next offer high and inside with a heater. And so the count of ball and two strikes to Bisabe. Hyatt at third, Wisely at second, Jones at first. Right-hander Henson, his 1-2. And that's down, and it skips past Alexander, past Lopez, and that's going to allow the runner Hyatt to score on the wild pitch. And so the Biscuits have scored two here in the bottom of the fifth. And they now move in front 7-4. So Wisely down to third and Jones to second. Two to the count. And the next offer is swung on and missed. They got him to chase a high fastball. But the damage is done in the bottom of the fifth inning. As a pair of runs coming and scoring, the Biscuits widen their advantage. We head on to the sixth. It's now Montgomery 7 and Biloxi 4 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, and follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Start of sixth inning, the Shuckers now trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 7-4. Gabe Holt leads it off against the right-hander Caleb Sampin, and he bounces the first one past the third baseman, Frank, past the shortstop, Jones, and out into left field. And so Gabe Holt has a multi-hit night. Welcome right back off of an injury. Picks up where he left off. Gabe now with a grand total of 8 hits in his last 3 games, including 2 tonight. That's a good start for the Shuckers as Jason Lopez comes to bat.
Exactly what you wanted out of Gabe Holt to continue on and sent to a pair of 3-hit games before he went in and out of the lineup. So good to see that trend continuing, as you said.
Obviously, I have Jason Alexander on my mind after he started yesterday for Milwaukee. The first offer is on the outer edge for a strike. It is 0-1. But Lopez, the Shuckers catcher, 0-2 tonight. Biloxi scored all 4 of their runs in the first. Biscuits 1 in the second, 4 in the third, and 2 in the fifth. The set in the 0-1. And Lopez hits this hard right at the third baseman, Frank. The second for 1, easy throw to first, and it's the third double play. This one goes around the horn 5-4-3, and unfortunately for Lopez, it's the second twin killing that he has hit into. So the base is empty and two gone for Yason Coca.
As you said, just an easy one hopper right glove side of Tyler Frank. Easy one to turn, just had to make sure you get an accurate throw to each second base and first.
So now it's Coca, and the first offer to him on the inner edge for a cold strike. It is 0-1. The kick and the one-strike offer. And Coca taps this foul at the plate. And it's 0-2. Sampin, the third pitcher being used by Montgomery tonight. Right-hander Michael Mercado through the first two innings gave up four runs. Left-hander Joe LaSorsa threw a scoreless inning. And now Sampin trying to finish off three scoreless. 0-2. And Coca hits it out towards the right field gap. That's going to fall in before Meisner can get to it. He does field it on one hop, but Coca around first and in the second with a two-out double. So a good spot for the Shuckers as Coca is on for the second time tonight, and that flips the lineup to Sal Freeland. Shuckers led in this game 4-0. They're going to need to rattle off another four runs if they want to win it. Don't have to get all of them back at once, but running low on outs. They've got 10 outs to work with to try and get at least four. Here's Freelick from the left side and the first offer. And Sal fouls it straight back for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, Freelick in his return from a two-week absence dealing with an injury. 2-for-3 tonight with two singles and a run scored. Left-handed hitting outfielder from Boston College. First round pick by Brewers last year. The set and the 0-1. And Freelick a number. Right side, a good break off the mound by Sampin. He scoops it about 10 feet from first and underhands to recovering wisely. That brings the top of the sixth to a conversion. Coca left on second after his two-out double. We move on to the bottom of the sixth. It's the Biscuits 7 and the Shuckers 4 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Home half of the sixth inning at Riverwalk Stadium. Biscuits leading the Shuckers 7-4. The left-handed hitting Jordan Kassar leads it off. And the right-hander JT Hinson misses outside with the ball. It is 1-0. Hinson came in the bottom of the fifth inning after the right-hander TJ Shook departed following 4 2/3 innings. And that is a little in tight. Two balls and no strikes. Walk to Garrett Hyatt. RBI single, Brett Wisely hit by pitch of Greg Jones, but left the bases full with a strikeout of Oslavis Basabe. 2-0, and Kassar jammed it. Pop-up first base side. Don't know if it's going to stay in the field of play. A chase by Lopez. It does not, as it hits the top of the Shuckers' dugout on the first base side. Count is two balls and a strike to Jordan Kassar. saw him back down from AAA today, shuffling for the Biscuits, who, by the way, it is worth mentioning, are currently carrying just 11 position players on their rosters, and they only have two players on the bench. Eric Osberg and R.J. Alvarez. Roberto Alvarez, excuse me, the two there. As this pitch misses outside, and the count is 3-1. Right-hander Robbie Hitt is up for Biloxi in their bullpen. Throwing in the event he needs to come in and relieve Henson. 3-1. A rip and a miss. Fastball bottom of the zone, and the count has run full now to Kassar. Looking ahead to tomorrow, there's 6:35 p.m. first pitch. Kind of nice to be back on the 6:35. As the 3-2, and Kassar tips it in and out of the middle, Lopez. And the count will stay full. Shuckers are going to send the left-hander Nick Bennett to the mound tomorrow. Meanwhile, Montgomery will counter with the right-hander Taj Bradley, who has been pretty exceptional this season with the Biscuits. 3-1 with a 1.65 ERA. The set and the 3-2. And Kassar, another jam shot, foul ball, and it's going to get back of home and out of play. Back-to-back foul balls by Kassar. Bradley listed on the hottest pitching prospects for each team that was put out by MLB Pipeline today. The hottest pitcher in the Reds or in the Rays organization. 3-2 off the end of the bat, down the left field line, and a reach gives it a full chase towards the left field corner. By the way, worth mentioning that in the Brewers organization, their hottest pitcher, well, that would be the right-hander Cam Robinson, who was promoted to Biloxi on Monday. Possibility we might see him throw in the game tonight. 3-2. And Kassar spoils another one. There's prospects in the news. You can go a couple of different ways with it. We'll have a lot more news coming up tomorrow as the entire roster for the SiriusXM All-Star Futures game will be unveiled tomorrow. Another 3-2. And Kassar shoots it out into left field. Long run for Frelick, but out of stride, he's there to make the catch. And a little glove flip to Reitz after the first out. Well, it's good to have Sal back out there in center field. And there is the speed of him running it down for the first out as Meisner comes to hit.
I think it's just even too him reading it off the bat perfectly. I mean, he knows where that baseball is going to be and going to land. If he can't get there, just runs right to the spot. Really good reaction. You said the speed then.
Now the offer to Meisner is not as high it inside for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, as we were saying, the roster for the All-Star Futures game is going to come out tomorrow. Shuckers are looking to continue their franchise streak. The 1-0. And a breaking ball is high and outside, 2-0. Shuckers have had a player who has played for them that season represent the Brewers at the All-Star Futures game every year in franchise history. Set and the 2-0. And Meisner takes a dart of a fastball out of edge for a strike. It is 2-1. Good possibility that maybe the likes of Frelick or maybe even Joey Weimer picked to represent the Brewers at the Futures game. 2-1. Look out in the dugout as Meisner loses the bat. And hey! A nice one-handed grab by the handle by Cam Devaney in the dugout. And a little javelin toss back onto the field for Meisner. Ticky spray to his center fielder as Meisner had that go pinwheeling foul. Swing and a miss, obviously, so it is 2-2 now. Of course, there are always some surprises for who is named to that list. I know that. Well, for those of us paying attention in 2019, when Devin Williams was named to the All-Star Futures game, it was not a surprise. But I do remember a lot of people asking why Williams was the selection that year. 2-2, and that's bounced foul towards the Shuckers dugout. And so the count, still two balls and two strikes to Meisner. Of course, obviously the people with the Futures game know what they're doing. Devin turning into the 2020 Rookie of the Year and Reliever of the Year in the National League. As an off-speed misses outside to Meisner, and the count has run full now. Shuckers trailing at 7-4 here in the bottom of the sixth. But with two of the top three prospects in the organization on the Brewers roster and neither one of them going to the Futures game, you feel like one of them has a good chance. A 3-2 pitch fouled in and out of the mid of Lopez, so Hinson with a couple of long at-bats to the first two hitters here. Kassar in his at-bat against the right-hander Hinson needed 10 pitches before he lined out, and now Meisner is about to see his eighth offer of this at-bat. The 3-2, and that is inside for ball four. Meisner works his second walk of the evening. Second walk by Hinson puts a man on with one out, and Nico Holsizer coming to bat. And that's going to be the end of the night for the righty J.T. Hinson. Mike Guerrero has come out of the dugout. Tell you about the new reliever on the other side. Shuckers trailing at 7-4 with one gone and a man on here in the bottom of the sixth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport and the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where...
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Pitching change for the Shuckers here at the bottom of the sixth inning, trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 7-4 with a man on first and one gone. Right-hander Robbie Hick into the ballgame for Biloxi.
Its 23rd appearance with AA Biloxi this season is a 2-2 record, a 2.45 ERA, one save on the year as well. In 29 to third innings, has allowed 23 hits, just 8 earned runs, allowed 2 long balls, walked 12, and struck out 31.
So Hit will come in with an inherited runner in Cameron Meisner at first. He'll face Nico Holsizer, who swung the game in the Biscuits' favor back in the third inning when he hit a grand slam to vault them in front 5-4. First offer to Holsizer, and he checks his swing on a slider from Hit, and it is ball one. Since then, the Biscuits added on 2 more runs in the fifth. Holsizer got that rally started when he singled and stole second, scored on an RBI single by Brett Wisely. Now the 1-0, there goes the runner. It swung on a miss. The throw to second, and Holtz does not have a tag on Meisner, who's got his second stolen base of the night. So another steal for Montgomery. They have been off and running tonight. So 3 stolen bases in 3 tries. Man in scoring position with one out. Pitch was a ball, so the 2-0 to Holsizer. And he hits this in the air, but that'll fly foul. That's 2-1. We're talking about the Sirius XM All-Star Futures game roster that'll come out tomorrow. Of course, you do have the possibility that instead of the likes of Frelick or Weimer, you could maybe have Jackson Trujillo, who has vaulted his way up the prospect rankings in the Brewers' org, as this is low and outside. On the count 3-1 now to Holsizer. Trujillo is now rated as the number one prospect in the Brewers' organization by MLB Pipeline as they reshuffled their rankings today with a couple of players moving off of the top 100 list. Of course, that did mean that Frelick and Weimer continued their climb on that list as the 2-2 is low and inside, and the count has run full to Holzheiser. Remember, Jomi started the year as the 99th ranked prospect in minor league baseball. I'd say when you hit 17 doubles, 15 home runs, and have over 40 RBIs in Double A, that deserves a raise, and he's now up to 62 on the list. 3-2, and Holzheiser sells out and swings and misses on a slider away from hit. First strikeout for Robbie. Two gone in the inning, and Blake Hunt the batter. Suppose there's also a possibility that Antone Kelly, left-hander who has now surpassed 100 strikeouts down with Wisconsin and leads the Midwest League in strikeouts, could possibly be on that roster. As this comes in and a fastball hits Hunt. That's a fourth hit by pitch of the night for Shuckers pitching, and unfortunately for Robbie, it's another hit batter to his ledger. Now the
there is a forward, Tyler Frank.
I've lost my count here for hit. That is the 10th hit batter for him this year. He has walked 12. So a hit by pitch of Hunt. Runners on first and second and two gone, and Tyler Frank the batter. The first offer. And that is low and outside. It is 1-0. And I guess last but not least, there is also the possibility that the newest member of the Shuckers, Cam Robinson, could also be selected. He does lead minor league baseball in saves this year with 19. The 1-0. And a check swing on an inside pitch. They will appeal to our third base umpire, Steve Hodgins. He claims there is no swing. By the way, Robinson regarded as the number 26 prospect of the Brewers organization. But when the guys at MLB Pipeline do their re-rank at the midway point of the season at the All-Star break, I would imagine he will likely move up. 2-0. There go both the runners. Lopez is up with it. The throw to third. And Koka just has to dive towards the left field side to prevent that from going down the line, and it's a double steal for the Biscuits. So they now have 5 stolen bases on the night as Meisner swipes his third and Hunt trails in at second. Pitch was a strike. And so the count now 2-1 to the left-handed hitting Frank. 7-4 in favor of the Biscuits and the 2-1. And that is fouled off left side of the count 2-2. There were some announcements about some players who have already been selected. No surprise, Yuri Perez from the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, 19-year-old pitching pretty well at AA, was one of the 8 initial names that was released. Set and the 2-2. And that's bounced first base side wide of the bag, in fact. The count will stay at 2-2. It wasn't announced today, but it was listed on the Mississippi Braves game notes when we played them last week, that Jared Schuster is apparently going to participate in the MLB All-Star Futures game. So there is one name, at least, that's not officially out there, but somehow also officially out there.
I probably asked Jared. He already told them.
2-2. And that is hit off into the mat right at Monasterio. Makes a backhanded stab out of the air to haul it in. And so two men are left on base in the bottom of the sixth. We head on to the seventh. Shuckers still trailing by a trio. 7-4 against the Biscuits as we go that way. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orsius, online at milnerrental.com.
Opening up the seventh inning here at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Shuckers trailing the Biscuits 7-4. Joey Weimer leads things off against the line hitter Caleb Sampin. And to take you through the seventh inning, here is Thomas Zimzarella.
Well, thank you, Kieran. You said 7-4. Montgomery on top of the Shuckers. Kick things off at the top of the seventh inning. And Joey Weimer opens stance to the right side. The big bopper against the right-hander Caleb Sampin. His first pitch home is high and tight for ball one. Remember, today has flied out three times, two to right field, both to the warning track, going the opposite way in the 1-0. Remember, his lays off the hard slider down and away, 2-0. I feel like he's got to be due at some point. And a big swing and a miss on the 2-0 fastball. Still ahead of the count, though, 2-1. Game two of this six-game series. And the 2-1, Weimer tops over third base, signed Morgan Ensberg. Biscuits manager racing out. And we'll run it down the third base side to a fan, a young lad on the top step. 2-2. Biting slider is high as Weimer leans out of the way. It did come back across towards the plate, but again, well above the letters. Infield back all the way around the 3-2. And Weimer bounces it behind the third base bag. Frank back and sets his feet. Strong throws off the bag, though, as it pulls wisely up the right field line. So we'll see how that one will go down. A really tough play for Frank. Weimer always hustling out of the box. So it's going to be an E5. Put it up on the scoreboard. Andrew Monasterio, the shortstop from the right side, as he watches a 89-mile-hour fastball tail down and away for ball one. Well, Monasterio has been on base every single time tonight. A pair of singles and a hit-by-pitch. Stolen base and a run. Pretty much done everything he could as 1-0. His slider is a called strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Really big start for Monasterio. Start of the season in AAA. He spent the whole year there with Nashville, but reassigned to get more playing time. And the 1-1. Little bouncer up the first base line. Wisely will take it himself. Won't even think about going to second. Get the four sure out. That will slide Weimer up to second base. Runner at second here in the seventh. 7-4 Biscuits. They have scored seven unanswered runs after the Shuckers scored four in the top of the first against the right-hander Michael Mercado. And now Jackson Reed, the left fielder, will get set to do battle from the right side. Reed doubled and scored a run and part of that four-run first inning just mentioned. First pitch to Reitz. A high bouncer up the third base side. Foul right into the Biscuits bullpen. First strike one. Reitz hit by a pitch in the third. Grounded out to shortstop Gray Jones in the fifth. Reitz taking his time to step back in. Again with one out. Weimer at second. Caleb Sampin set from the belt. The 0-1 is low and away. 1-1. Sampin so far, 3 1/3 innings out of the bullpen. 55 pitches, 35 of them for strikes. Sampson set for the belt, 1-1. And Reed swings and misses through a breaking ball. And the count, 1-2. Well, the big league club, the Tampa Bay Rays, taking on the Boston Red Sox tonight. Watch the much-anticipated debut of Brian Abello, number three prospect in the Sox system. He got bounced around a bit, gave up five runs in four innings. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball gets Reitz reaching down and away for strike three. That is just the second strikeout tonight for Biscuits pitching. The Shuckers and the Biscuits are the bottom two teams in terms of strikeouts on the pitching side of things. So when these two teams get together, not a lot of swing and miss stuff. Two outs, we were at second base, and Thomas Dillard to the switch hitting DH out of Ole Miss. It's the right-hander Caleb Sampson. First pitch, check swing, called strike either way on the changeup. Well, the AL East right now is a bottleneck at the top. Really, the whole entire division. Don't count out the Orioles as the 0-1. Hunt couldn't squeeze it. Rolls up the third base line. Shocker is trailing 7-4 in the seventh.
When you talk about the Red Sox, obviously the Yankees are on pace for maybe one of their best teams in franchise history right now. But good news for Boston, Chris Sale making a Major League rehab appearance tonight.
Up at Polar Park. 1-1, and Dillard pulls it down the first baseline, but just foul. It was close play down that white chalk, but it was foul. And a count of 1-2. Well, Sale was in Portland before, made a rehab. He was in Worcester last year in their inaugural season since moving from Pawtucket. Drew out, I think, about 12,000 fans in the ballpark that day last year. It's 1-2 pop foul, third base side. And Selva do it again.
And when'd you have it, guess who they were playing tonight?
They were playing the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders, the Yankees AAA.
Sale tonight, 3 2/3 innings, a run, 3 hits, 5 walks, and 5 strikeouts.
A little bit of everything. 1-2 from Sampson, and Diller takes high. Fastball 92, 2-2. All right, some family friends that just ventured down to Somerset, New Jersey on the way in Hudson Valley. They're big Yankee fans, so caught in some minor league action. A few rehabbers as well in the Yankee system. 2-2, and Dillard a high bouncer, but right at the chest level of Brett Wiser, the first baseman. Little jog of the bag, and to put the Shuckers away in the top of the seventh. No runs, no hits, one error, and Weimer is left at second base. Montgomery, Shucker is trailing 7-4 to the Biscuits. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers on the radio, on the Shuckers radio network, but first, 10 seconds for a station identification.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Of the seventh inning, first pitch from Robbie Hinton. Swung on and missed. First strike one to Garrett Hyatt, the deputy hitter, and the kickoff is pockets on top. They have scored seven unanswered runs. 9-1-2, two up in the frame as the 0-1. A backdoor slider called strike to the left hitter Hyatt. It's quickly 0-2 on him. Hit got the last two outs in the sixth inning. A strikeout, a hit by pitch, and a lineup of three batters that he faced. The 0-2, swing and a miss. He got him. Slider down and away. Lopez able to cling on, and two strikeouts to four batters for Robbie Hinton. One away here in the inning. So lineup card flips back over to the top, and the first baseman, Brett Wisely, who's been busy tonight defensively. Plenty of plays for him. A three and assist, hit a couple 3-1s. And Wisely hacks away at the first pitch, slider for strike one. Can't make contact with it. Been busy at the plate as well. 2-for-4. RBI singles last time up. Doubled in the first. A ground and a strikeout. Multi-hit game for him. And the 0-1 hit zips in a fastball. 97 at the knees. For a called strike, it's 0-2. Might be one of the fastest pitches we've seen hit throw this season. Usually sits around 94, 95.
Well, I think the radar gun here in Montgomery also overcooks every now and then.
We'll find out after the game. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. A foul tip into the mid for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts. That's now three for Robbie, and quickly two outs in the home half of the inning. Four runs in the third inning for Montgomery may be the winning inning for them tonight, and the recipe that will help them win this game. As Greg Jones is switching a shortstop, takes a fastball outside for a ball. Base is empty, two gone, infield back all the way around. No, and Jones swings through a breaking ball. It's 1-1. On one pitch, and Jones can't connect again on the breaking ball. It's 1-2. Robbie really starting to find his rhythm here in his second inning, but first full inning he's been out for. And that's a difference sometimes, finding your groove different. Started inning, 1-2, check swing. And it's behind Lopez's head. He didn't know where it was, and now Jones is going to take off for second base. Lopez's throw. As Monasterio comes up on it. So it is a strikeout, and Jones gets all the way to second base. Now Jones was hustling out of the box, recognizing it took a turnaround first and realized that Lopez wasn't even to the backstop yet.
Well, that's just a unfortunate confluence of events right there, because first, it's a check swing. And so you're not sure if it's a strikeout. Second, it hit the ground, ricocheted off Lopez, and went almost as high as the net and then to the backstop. So Lopez had no idea where the ball was.
First pitch is inside with a fastball to Basabe for a ball. So Biscuits looking for popular insurance run. Head by 3, 7-4 in the seventh inning. And Basabe takes a pitch inside, 2-0. Well, Basabe hasn't enjoyed the success that the rest of the lineup has. He is 0-4. Air ground out to line up the center and a strikeout. He's ahead, though, on the right-hander Robbie Hint. 2-0. And a fastball darts the outer half for a called strike. So Kazar is on deck, also hitless, and Hine as well. But both of them have at least reached base tonight via the walk. So two outs and a runner at second. 2-0 Tapper up the third base side. Tough play. Throw across the body, not in time, as Coca, really tough play, got the baseball there, but Basabe able to beat it out, and there is his hand, infield single.
Well, and what's even tougher about that is Jones alertly, as soon as Coca throws the ball, moves down to third.
So now with two outs, the runners on the corners. And what's hit is struck out the side in order. Drop third strike, wild pitch. In the left fielder, Jordan Kazar. Has some, it was like fog rolling through. And missed. Runner off in motion, and that gets past Lopez at the backstop. Here comes Jones, no throw home. Another insurance run. It's 8-4 Biscuits. First run they scored since the fifth. And Basabe was off in motion. Is at second base. 1-0 to Kazar. As he rifles it to straightaway center. Frelick back a few steps. Stops on a dime. And makes the catch. The second straight at bat that Kazar has lined out to Frelick in a center field. But the Biscuits do get a run. A drop third strike. And Jones races around the bases. Score on a wild pitch. 8-4 is our score after 7 in Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low, our quality's high, what you can't get.
Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, 8-4 Biscuits. Top of the eighth inning. New pitcher on the mound, Chris Scow, replaces Caleb Sampin. I'll tell you all about him and take you the rest of the way home. We send it over to Gary Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Gow making his 14th appearance of the year with Montgomery. It's his 22nd overall of the year. With Biscuits this year, 3-0 with a 3.74 earned run average, one save and three chances. This does not qualify as one. 21 and two-thirds innings. He's given up 13 runs, 9 earned on 21 hits. He's walked just 4 and struck out 22. Noah Campbell leads it off from the left side, and the first pitch to the switch hitter is high for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, this game got off to a perfect start for the Shuckers. They scored 4 runs in the first and sent 8 men to the plate. Off the end of the bat, fly ball to left field. Kassar backing up, gets to a spot, one step to his left and off of his left shoulder. makes the one-handed grab for the out. Campbell flies the opposite way, one gone for Gabe Holtz. Unfortunately for the Shuckers, they have not converted a runner since. They left a man on base in four of the last six innings. And check that, they left a man on in five of the last six frames. Offer on the way to Gabe Holtz is low end. A little outside for a ball, it is 1-0. Look back to the third inning when Biloxi had runners on the corners and the man out, were unable to drive in a run. 1-0 was high, 2-0. You also look back to the top of the fourth inning after the Biscuits hit their go-ahead grand slam. The tying run at third with nobody out, and they couldn't push him home. The set down, the 2-0. And that is high. Three balls and no strikes to Holtz, who's 2-for-3 tonight with a couple of singles and an RBI as part of that first inning. One gone, and the base is empty. Right-hander Chris Gow, the 3-0. And that is taken for a strike at 90 miles an hour. It is 3-1. Four runs on nine hits, no errors for the Shuckers. Eight runs on nine hits, one error for the Biscuits. As Holt bounces this out to second to his right, Basabe plants his feet and throws. And Holt is retired, two gone in the inning. Biscuits have benefited from a lot of free base runners tonight. Shuckers have walked five. They have also hit three batters tonight. So now it's Jason Lopez with the bases empty and two gone. The right-hander Gow sets on the first offer to Lopez. And that is hit in the air. Right side, that'll drift foul for a strike 1-1. Well, you know, Thomas, you had me looking at Boston. At least I looked it up when I mentioned Chris Sale. And so the Portland Sea Dogs score caught my eye. And there's a former Biloxi Shucker playing there, David Hamilton.
Yeah.
Everyday shortstop and second baseman tonight for Portland. 0-1. Here it is to Lopez. Let's take it down low, 1-1. Hamilton 1-for-4 tonight. He had his seventh home run of the year. David now this season with 31 steals in 35 tries. And if you can believe that, that does not land him top 10 in minor league baseball in stolen bases. The kick and the 1-1. And that is at the bottom of the zone. It is 1-2. The leader in minor league baseball this year in stolen bases is Esturi Ruiz, who plays in the Padres organization. This year, he's stolen 56 bases.
Wow.
And he's already done it between AA and AAA.
That's impressive.
He's not even doing it down in the lower minors. It has all been at the high minor league levels. Oh, and by the way, he's hit 346 across those two levels. I got a new guy I got to research tonight.
Wait till he gets the big leagues.
I know. Set and the 1-2 to Lopez. And that is taken down low. The count goes 2-2 to Jason. Can't say I keep up with the Padres' top 30 prospects all that much since they are not in our league. Got to feel like that guy's got to be there, right? Set and the 2-2. Lopez checks his swing. They'll appeal down to first, and no swing is the call by Bobby Tassoni. Stare in. And the 3-2 pitch. And Lopez fouls it off. Esturi Ruiz is the number 28 prospect in the Padres organization. Fun fact, former Biloxi Shucker Corey Howe ranking in the top 30. As he is the number 12 prospect in the Padres organization. Set in the 3-2 again. Lopez fouls back another one. Shuckers trailing it 8-4. Corey, this season with San Antonio, hitting .253 in 48 games. Eight doubles, four triples, six home runs, 20 RBIs, and 12 stolen bases. Certainly good to see him succeeding there. 3-2, and that's foul off again. Also on the Portland Sea Dogs roster is the other piece from the minor leaguers in that Jackie Bradley Jr. trade, and that would be Alex Benelis. She's a Wisconsin native. Just got the bump up to Portland a little more than 2 weeks ago. Tonight was his ninth game at AA. The set down the 3-2 again to Lopez. And that's hit in the air out into shallow right field. Backing up on it, it'll be the second baseman Basabe in shallow right. He will reach out and make the grab. And the Shuckers are sat down in order in the top of the eighth. We go on to the home half of the eighth inning. It's now the Biscuits 8 and the Shuckers 4. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best...
Can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Half of the eighth inning, Shuckers trailing the Biscuits 8-4, and a double-A debut as the right-hander Cam Robinson is going to make his first appearance with the Biloxi Shuckers here in the eighth.
I just said his double-A debut. Cam in high Wisconsin this season, 3-1 record, 1.45 ERA, and 28 appearances down there. Minor league leading 19 saves on the season, 37 and a third innings. He allowed just 6 earned runs, walked 17, struck out 52. That came for 9 at 12.5 on the season.
So he will get Cameron Meisner to lead things off. And the first pitch low and around the feet of Meisner. And they say it hit him. So Meisner is hit by a pitch down around his ankles. And that's another hit batter for the Shuckers. And man, for as much frustration as Biloxi felt in their series against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos on more than one occasion, you can understand how Montgomery might be feeling the same tonight. Jones has now been hit twice. Hyatt has been hit once. Hunt has been hit, and Meisner is the fifth hit batter of the night. So not the way to get things going tonight for the right-hander Robinson, who... I misspoke. He's not making his double-A debut. He actually did that last season. This is his debut this season with Biloxi. First offer to Nico Holsizer, and a fastball that is swung on and missed for a strike. It is 0-1. Robinson, the 6'1", 194-pound right-hander, a native of Tampa, Florida. 22 years old. He'll turn 23 coming up here in September. 0-1 and an overhand breaking ball misses outside. On the count is 1-1 to Holsizer. Robinson, a 23rd round pick in 2017 by the Brewers out of University High School in Florida. The righty, the 1-1. And Holsizer watches another off-speed miss outside. On the count is 2 balls and a strike. Robinson was committed to go to the University of South Florida. He was a late signee in 2017. The righty, the 2-1. And a swing and a miss on a fastball that bared down on him. Raynor Gunn's at 94 here. And so the count 2-2. Robinson armed with a high-velocity fastball, and his curveball rated as the best curveball in the Brewers system by Baseball America. See if he uses it as a finishing pitch here to Holsizer. The set of the 2-2, and instead he came right at him with a fastball. Holsizer fouls it back. And so the count stays even at 2-2. Holsizer swung the game in favor of the Biscuits back in the third inning when he hit a grand slam that gave Montgomery a 5-4 lead. Biscuits have added on three more runs to move in front, 8-4 here in the bottom of the eighth. The set and the 2-2. And a swing and a miss. Got him to chase an outside breaking ball. So there's a strikeout for Robinson. One gone, and Blake Hunt the batter. As we said, though, for Robinson, this is not his Double-A debut, because last season at the end of May, when the Shuckers were desperately short on relief pitchers, he was called up from Carolina and made one appearance with Biloxi. First pitch is a breaking ball at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. This inning, though, he did allow all three inherited runners that he had to come in and score. Well, at the time, not ready from the jump from low-A to Double-A. The set and the 0-1. And a fastball in around the hands misses. It is 1-1. It is proof that sometimes you need a little bit more time to develop. He put up great numbers with Carolina last year. 26 appearances, had a 2.45 ERA in 33 innings. He struck out 39. Righty sets in the 1-1. And a whiff and a miss at an off speed. And the count is now 1-2 to Hunt. Also proof because he went up to Wisconsin, 12 appearances last year, had a 4.6 ERA. Now this season, obviously, much better with the Timber Rattlers for Robinson. Man on first and one gone, and the right-hander is 1-2, and a breaking ball is swung on and missed. Threw him something to the top of the zone, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Robinson.
Now just some nasty stuff. When you come with 97, you can drop in a breaking ball that had some serious side movement on it, elevated up in the zone, and Hunt can't make contact with it.
So two gone, and Tyler Frank the batter. Man on first is Meisner. He was hit by the first pitch that he saw from Robinson. The set and the offer, and Frank fouls it off. High heater for a strike. It is 0-1. Looking ahead to the ninth inning for Biloxi, it'll be 9-1-2, Coca, Frelick, and Weimer, the three due up. Wonder if maybe Cam Devaney doesn't get a pinch hit appearance there or something like that, or if the Shuckers are just going to roll along with the players they have. The 0-1, and an overhand curve, that is off the plate. The count is 1-1. That is very much a 12-6 curveball out of the right hand of Robinson. Short lead for the runner, Meisner, off of first. He's stolen three bases already tonight. The 1-1. And a check swing on a fastball and a strike to Frank. Shuckers will need a big comeback here to avoid dropping what would be their sixth straight game. They lost five in a row coming into tonight. The set on the 2-1. And that is down low, and Lopez does a good job to get a glove to it and knock it down, but it's 3-1 now with the third baseman, Frank. Designated hitter Garrett Hyatt waiting on deck. Well, the wind has completely died down here at Riverwalk Stadium after the sunset. Not a breath of breeze disturbing the flag out and right. The 3-1. And that is hit out towards the right center field gap. Stroke pretty well, but Frelick has it measured and out towards the warning track. He reaches up and makes the grab. And so in his first appearance at Double-A in 2022, Cam Robinson hits a batter but strikes out two in a scoreless inning. We go on to the ninth. Last call for the Shuckers, trailing at 8-4 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied, Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Start of the ninth inning, Shuckers looking for a big comeback, trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 8-4. They'll send Jason Coca, Sal Frelick, and Joey Weimer to bat, as the right-hander Chris Gow will come out for a second inning worth of work. Glad you're with us here on this Wednesday night. Here, Green with you here, Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Shuckers need this comeback. They want to avoid a sixth consecutive loss, and also what would be their 14th consecutive loss here at Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers have not won a game here since back on June 6th of last season. Well, they had a big comeback in that game to come away with the victory. Certainly, we have seen some comebacks for the Shuckers this year. Just because they are down by a share of runs does not mean this offense can't come to life. So it'll be Jason Coca, switch hitter from the left side, and the first offer from the righty, Chris Gow, is a pitch high and away for a ball. It is 1-0. Coca is 1-for-2 tonight. He doubled back in the sixth, and he walked back in the fourth. Was left stranded there as the 1-0. And that is outside. Two balls and no strikes. Shuckers scored all four of their runs back in the first inning this evening. The set and the 2-0. And that is hit over our heads, foul, and it's 2-1. Look at it tonight. Shuckers 3-for-13 with runners in scoring position. Reitz, Campbell, he hits in the first inning. The set and the 2-1. And that is high, 3-1. So, again, we never claim to be excellent at math here, but I do believe that means Biloxi is going 0-for-10 with runners in scoring position since that four-run first. Trying to get the leadoff man on board here. The 3-1. And Coca sends this in the air, but it'll go foul over on the third base side. So the count has run full to the Shuckers third baseman.
Well, huge credit to Caleb Sampson on the bullpen tonight, tossing four scoreless innings. Really cooling down those bats as well for the Shuckers.
3-2 on the way. And Coca swings late on a sinking breaking ball. So Jason down on strikes, one gone, and Sal Frelick will be the batter. Thomas mentioned it earlier, but that strikeout is just the third strikeout of the night for Biscuits pitching. They used three double play balls to eliminate some base runners tonight. Gow stares into Frelick and the first offer. And Sal watches a fastball dot the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Frelick 2-for-4 in his first game back since June 21st. A couple of singles and a run scored. The set and the 0-1. And Frelick yanks this one down the first baseline. And so the count, no balls and two strikes to Sal. We were waiting on deck for the Shuckers. Has the set. And the 0-2 on the way. And Frelick skips this one. First base side. Wisely a backhanded stab. Underhands to the covering Gow. And that's in time to retire Frelick by a couple of steps. So two gone. And Joey Weimer, the last hope for Biloxi.
Just the way the Shockers' night has gone. Impressive backhanded play by Wisely. Looked like that ball was tailor-made for right field. Wisely playing back his backhanded stab and a good, comfortable flip to Gal at first.
So now it's Weimer with two gone and the first offer from Gal. And Joey takes outer edge with a cutter for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Weimer is 0-4 tonight, but that doesn't tell the story of what he has done at the plate. The set in the 0-1. And this is shot down the right field line and foul. 0-2. And boy, that little boy who's out on the berm, well, he's going to run all the way down and collect that baseball. But the hot shot, pull foul shot from Frelick, and then that one from Weimer came dangerously close to him. Now the 0-2. And Joey fouls it straight back. And the count will say it 0-2 to Joey Weimer. But Joey tonight, he has hit a fly ball to right twice. Both of them have made it to the warning track out in right field. He reached on an error in the seventh that was maybe a hit. The 0-2. And that is way outside with a curveball. And the count is 1-2. Play that was deep in the hole by the third baseman, Tyler Frank, and they ended up ruling it at E5. And the Weimer's speed making the difference in that one. Two gone, the base is empty, the 1-2. And Weimer strikes out swinging on a curveball, and that brings tonight's game to a close. Biscuits rattle off 8 unanswered runs as the Shuckers scored 4 in the first inning, but were shut out after that. Montgomery wins the second game of this series. Final score, the Biscuits 8 and the Shuckers 4. Coming up on the other side, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back through this one and get you all set for tomorrow. Shuckers fall tonight, and the postgame show comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at Baseball Hall. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers fall tonight by a final score of 8-4 alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Gary Green with you here. Let's run you back through this one. And for the Shuckers, it started off as well as you could have hoped in the ballgame tonight. Sal Frelick, his first game back off of an injury, singled in his first at bat. Weimer then flying out to deep right. Jason Reitz drove in the first two runs of the game on a 2-RBI double. Thomas Dillard then walked, and Noah Campbell with an RBI single made it 3-0. Gabe Holt, his first game back in the last 19 days with an RBI single as well, and the Shuckers had a 4-0 lead. But Unfortunately for Biloxi, the Biscuits would get back into it. They scored a run in the bottom of the second. But really, the tail of this one was the bottom of the third inning. To start off the third, Greg Jones was hit by a pitch. Basabe grounded out to T.J. Shook, and then a walk to Jordan Kassar, a walk to Cameron Meisner. Nico Holsizer with the only hit of the inning. It was a grand slam. The Biscuits took a 5-4 lead. Shuckers had a chance to tie the game in the top of the fifth inning as Andrew Monasterio led off with a single, stole second, and moved to third on a wild pitch. So they had the tying run at third with no outs, but give a lot of credit to the right-hander Caleb Sampin. He got a ground out that didn't allow the runner to score, a fly out to shallow left field that also didn't allow Monasterio to score from third, and then Noah Campbell with the pull ground out to first, and that was the end of the Shuckers' threat in the fifth. Biscuits added on two more in the bottom of the fifth. Shuckers got a leadoff single from Holt in the sixth. He was canceled out on the double play. One of three double plays Biloxi hit into tonight. Yason Coca then doubled, but nothing else after that. Biscuits tagged on one more in the seventh, and the Shuckers, unfortunately, the last 9 men in a row were retired tonight as they fall by a final score of 8-4. Well, when we come back, we'll look around the Southern League as well as the Brewers-affiliated system and get you set for tomorrow's action. All of that as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah. Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to United Way to Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsor of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer? Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Welcome back here on the Shuckers postgame show. Biloxi falling tonight by a final score of 8-4, but plenty of other scores from around the rest of the Southern League, the Brewers affiliated system. For scores in the Southern League, let's go ahead and toss you over to Thomas Zanzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. We're going to start in Rocket City. All three games are final as well already. So all three games that are 3 hours tonight, which is always great to see. Rocket City, 7-4 winners. Chattanooga was shut out. 3 runs in the eighth, 1 in the ninth inning. Mike Ciani, RBI, double X. McGarry homers again. 9 home runs at double A already for McGarry. I think what the number was, 5 home runs in a 4-game span for him about last week or
yep,
so.
That sounds right to me.
Double check that for tomorrow's, but that a bases loaded walk by Michael DeLeon. But a big 5-run second inning. Torrey Hunter Jr. back in double A. Home run, his 4th of the season. Jose Gomez also leaving the yard, but again, they're big winners tonight, 7-4 over the Lookouts. Up next, the M-Braves in Pensacola, 5-1. M-Braves top the Blue Wahoos up at Trustmark Park. C.J. Alexander opened scoring a solo home run in the bottom of the first inning, his 15th.
Clementina sacked by the second. Clementina also homered as well, his ninth of the year and the seventh. They got a really good start today from Jared Schuster. Picked up his fifth win now, 5-7. 3.13 ERA now in the season. Six shutout innings allowed, just three hits. Walked two and struck out four. Justin Maese allowed the only run in the game in the ninth inning. Pensacola Ray Patrick Ditter homered his 10th of the year. So 5-1 winners there for the Braves. And then Birmingham were shut out tonight by the Smokies, 8-0. Birmingham held to just three hits tonight. Really combined outing for the Smokies. Four different pitchers, in which they scored two runs in the second and then just six more in the last two innings to really just put the ball game away. Matt Mervis of note, homering in the ninth inning, a two-run blast. Mervis is 13th. We saw him really tear the baseball up at MGM Park, and we'll be seeing the Smokies next week as well, so something to keep an eye on is how they do in Birmingham this week.
All right, yeah, it is something to keep an eye on there, and like you said, we saw a couple of those guys for the Smokies really hit the ball well. Hopefully they slow down a little bit by the time that we get there, but the pitching staff doing a lot tonight in that game. All right, as for scores from around the Brewers affiliated system tonight, let's start Columbus 9-3. Dylan File, seven innings tonight, three runs, four hits, three walks. He struck out eight. Peter Strzelecki threw a scoreless inning tonight as well. Offense for Nashville this evening, Pablo Reyes hit his eighth home run. It was a solo shot. Tyler White hit his second of the year. How about this? Brent Diaz getting in on the action with a ground out to drive in a run. Pablo Reyes then reaching on a fielder's choice that drove in a run. Garrett Whitley with a single. Tyler White with an RBI double. David Dahl with an RBI single. And Pablo Reyes with another double in tonight's game. File did not give up any runs until the seventh inning of tonight's game. So a really good outing for Dylan, as Nashville now 49-30 on the year. They beat a pretty good Columbus team who's 46-34. And also worth noting that on the mound tonight was Logan Allen, not the veteran, but the number eight prospect in the Cleveland Guardians organization, who, fun fact, went to high school with Cam Robinson. So there you go. He gets beat up a little bit tonight. Four innings, five runs on four hits, walked five, and struck out five. Currently a AAA ERA of 19.29, so not great there for Allen, but great news for the Nashville Sounds. As for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers at High A, they are shut out tonight against South Bend. They fall 3-0, just four hits in the ballgame for Wisconsin tonight. It is such a shame because Israel Pueyo, who got promoted just a couple of days ago, the 21-year-old who is pitching, making his second appearance at High A, seven innings, one run on three hits, one walk, and four strikeouts, and he takes the loss tonight.
That's tough. Jared Schuster type loss.
Tough scenes right there as Wisconsin held to just four hits as they lose to South Bend 3-0. And last but not least, the Carolina Mudcats, they fall to Kannapolis tonight by a final score of 6-1. The lone run in the game, Jackson Churillo, freshly named the number one prospect in the Brewers system by MLB Pipeline. He comes away with his 10th home run of the year. He is really starting to mash. That is the only run that Carolina scores in the game tonight as they fall to Kannapolis. By the way, the loss by Wisconsin, that's just their second loss in their last 13 games. They have really been on a roll there. And the big league crew drop a heartbreaker today. 2-1 of the Chicago Cubs. Corbin Burns was outstanding. Seven innings, no runs, 10 strikeouts. It is his 18th double-digit strikeout game. That is now tied for second in Brewers franchise history for most double-digit strikeout games. So Corbin very close to breaking that record, but Cubs got one in the eighth, and then they get one in the ninth off of Josh Hader and get a 2-1 victory. Lone run in the game was a Keston Hira solo home run for the Brewers today. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For Biloxi, four runs, nine hits, no errors. They leave seven men on base. For Montgomery, eight runs on nine hits. They committed one error. They leave 12 men on base. The winning pitcher is Caleb Sampin. He improves to 2-3. T.J. Shook takes the loss. He drops to 2-1. Today's game took 2 hours and 55 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,455 on a 93-degree, mostly clear night here in Montgomery. With the win, the Biscuits are now 34-36 on the year. They are 6-2 in the second half. As for the Shuckers, they are now 36-39 on the season. They are 2-6 in the second half of the Southern League campaign. They have dropped their last six consecutive games. And again, we won't dwell on it too much, but they have now lost 14 consecutive games here at Riverwalk Stadium dating back to last season. Coming up tomorrow, it's a 6:35 p.m. first pitch. The Shuckers will send the left-hander Nick Bennett to the mound, 3-7 with a 5.84 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Taj Bradley, 3-1 with a 1.65 earned run average. First pitch at 6:35, so we're on the air for you at 6:15 tomorrow from right here at Riverwalk Stadium. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work today, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, and social media. Thomas, thank you, as always, for all of your hard work, sir.
Oh, thank you, Garen. Always fun time on air.
It is a fun time on air, and it was great after the off day to get right back to the grind. But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Wednesday night, whether you listen for an out, an inning, or with us for the Shuckers baseball, a part of your night. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at Riverwalk Stadium. Your final score, the Montgomery Biscuits 8, the Biloxi Shuckers 4. We'll see you again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the capital of the state of Alabama.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.